smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, Kamala Harris is pouring money into this race. She is Brett, and she is Joy, and she is campaigning with Oprah Winfrey, and she's got a heap load of problems. I will explain in a moment. First, Am I Racist is the number one new comedy in America. It's now playing only in theaters. Get tickets and showtimes to your local theaters right now at amiracist.com. So, Kamala Harris, she's out there campaigning. She's Brett. She's got all the energy. She's got all the joy. And she's got a bunch of problems. So she's been going around campaigning. She is a word salad queen, as we all know. She's been campaigning with Oprah Winfrey. But she's got a major, major problem. Remember, one of the pieces of math that Joe Biden had suggested as to why he would not drop out is he was afraid that whatever Kamala Harris picked up in terms of minority support, she would drop among blue-collar white workers. And that's true. That's true because she's terrible at this. Truly terrible at this. I want to begin today by pointing out an ad that Kamala Harris's super PACs have put out. She is lagging among men, particularly white men. Really, really lagging. You know why? She doesn't know how to talk to them. In the same way that people in the media say that Trump vans, they don't know how to talk to ladies or whatever. Okay. But the Harris campaign has no idea how to talk to men at all. Like, no clue. They put out, literally, one of their super PACs put out the single worst political ad I have ever seen in my entire life today. It is the worst ad I have ever seen in my entire life because no one who wrote this ad has ever met a man.
Hey, white dudes. So I think we're all pretty sick of hearing how much we suck. Every time you go online, it's the same story. We're the problem.
This is terrible.
And
you know,
yeah, some white dudes are. Trump and all his MAGA
right there.
Buddies.
I'm sorry, that's amazing. That's amazing. Pause right there. No dude has ever said this to another dude. No dude. Ever. When it's not scripted by a woman. No dudes ever, hey dudes, you know, that bunch of ladies out there, they say we're the problem. And you know what? They're right. Some of us are totally the problem. That, what? That's not even how you do an ad. And you think that where they're going in the ad is, they keep saying we're the problem, but we're not the problem. We're the makers. We're the people who are going down, doing the dangerous jobs. And those are the people that Democrats support with the, right? Like, that's where you think it's going. That's not where it's going. Because they can't talk to dudes, because ain't a dude writing this ad. It's some woke 22-year-old female intern at an ad agency for White Dudes for Harris writing this ad. Hey, dudes, you know, they say we're the problem. And you know what? They're right. We are the problem. It's because of our balls. Here we go.
It works. Shouting nonsense in their stupid red hats and acting like they speak for us when they don't. All they've ever done is screw us over. But if you're not on the MAGA train, where do you go? Isn't it just swapping out one crappy option for another? Then it hit me. This isn't about picking teams. It's about who's got a plan that's going to make life better for me and my family. So I've been doing my own research.
Okay, pause it. I love that. I love this. So first of all, I love the stereotype that they will never, ever say out loud that is embedded in this ad is that unlike females, men will do their own research and think about policy. Right? That's the actual thing that they're doing in this ad. Like, I'm a man, and you know what? What am I going to do? Just switch one crappy option for another? No. I went down the rabbit hole. I started looking at Excel spreadsheets. Like a man would. I started looking at the actual policy specifics of Kamala Harris and a team. Like, oh my God. These people. These people. You thought they were going to appeal to men? Wrong you are. They're basically saying that if you're a man, the only way they can appeal to you is by desperately hoping that you ignore Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris's picture in this ad appears one time.
check out Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And before you jump down my throat, they're actually talking to guys like us. No lectures.
I guess
no
I guess you prefer too.
Just real solutions.
They're talking to guys like us
and help us take care of the people who matter. And honestly, I think Harris and Walz are the ones to make that happen. End of the day, you're your own man. It's your call. But if anyone gives you crap about it, tell them it's none of their damn business.
Oh my God! And they're using the Tim Walz line at the end. It's none of their damn business. I love that. That is one of the great ads. I paid for by Beige Rainbow Pack. Wow. Yeah, the Beige Rainbow Pack, where all the men go to Beige Rainbow, which sounds like the world's whitest gay bar. Beige Rainbow. Seriously, wow. These people understand men at a root gut level. They really understand men. You can do your own research, but I'm telling you, before you come at me and shove it down my throat, I'm voting for that. Also, I do love the assumption, the core assumption of the ad is men hate her. That is the core assumption of the ad, right? It's like, you know, if we can't vote for that douchebag Trump, you say, then yeah, will I vote for Kamala? Listen, before you sock me directly in the nuts, let me tell you, she's going to lose men by 1,000 points. There are men not yet born. Who will vote against Kamala Harris? White dudes for Harris. White dudes for Harris. Both they and Hezbollah are missing their today. So Kamala Harris is out there because she can't reach out to men. Because she's dragging with men. And she really is. Because of that, she is out there trying to reach out and touch people with Oprah. Which means she's out on the campaign trail just vomiting 360 head-spinning Linda Blair and the Exorcist style word vomit. Just word vomit everywhere. The narcissism on the Democratic side of the aisle is insane. Kamala Harris, she was literally put in place by an upper-level coterie of the Democrats without ever having won a single primary vote, and is the emptiest candidate in American history, totally empty. It would be an understatement to call her an empty vessel, because there's still a vessel when there's an empty vessel. There's not even a vessel with Kamala Harris. She's just a vacuum. She's a black hole of suck, Kamala Harris. So yesterday, she was out on the campaign trail with Oprah. And you want to talk about vacuousness at an insane level. It's almost like the matter and antimatter of vacuousness hitting one another. I'm shocked that the universe did not actually implode based on this. So Kamala Harris offered this word salad when asked about America. And this is what, when you elevate narcissists to the top of the American public heap, this is what you get. Sex scandals and crazy and word salads and emptiness. This is our fault. Okay. We live in a republic. We're the people who elect these people. Don't make her president. Here we go.
We love our country. I love our country. I know we all do. That's why everybody's here right now. We love our country. We take pride in the privilege of being American. Wow. And this is a moment where we can and must come together as Americans. Understanding we have so much more in common than what separates us.
So much.
Let's
more
come together with the character that we are so proud of about who we are, which is we are an optimistic people.
Oh, what kind of character?
We are an optimistic people. Americans,
so enthusiastic.
By character, are people who have dreams and ambitions and aspirations. We believe in what is possible. We believe in what can be, and we believe in fighting for that. That's how we came into being. Because the people before us understood that one of the greatest expressions for the love of our country, one of the greatest expressions of patriotism, is to fight for the ideals of who we are, which includes freedom
of who we
to
are.
Make decisions about your own body, freedom to be safe.
Did you know
from
America was founded
violence
by abortion?
Freedom
did you know
to have access
oh, did you know that it was
to
founded
ballot
on control?
Box. Freedom to be who you are and just be, to love who
yeah,
you
it's
love
true.
Openly.
The founders
and
were
pride.
Big trans advocates.
Freedom.
And gay rights advocates. Loved
just
it.
Be.
Just freedom to be.
And that's who we are. We believe in all that. And so this is a moment where we stand knowing what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against. It's what we're fighting for.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry. If that appeals to you, then you deserve precisely what you get. I don't know how you listen to that person and don't want to hang yourself. I don't understand. I really don't. That is the most vacuous bull I've ever heard in my entire life, and it went on for 2 minutes. I made about 30 seconds before I started contemplating thoughts of self-harm. Like that is who, this class. These are the people. These are the people. Okay, and is it any wonder that their extraordinary narcissism and emptiness just applies to every area of their life? And so again, so much throughout American politics, across party lines, like an empty class of people who don't actually have ideas, have impulses, and have a narcissistic desire for glory. It is so amazing. It is so amazing. That word salad right there, in which basically, by the way, her conclusion is, if you actually tried to analyze what she's saying there, that America was founded on abortion, gun control, and trans rights. That's what she actually said.
That was what, you know, what characterized the people who made this country, is freedom to kill babies and also freedom to not have guns,
which doesn't explain how the American Revolution happened,
and also freedom to just be and to love who you want to love.
It's true. If you look at the founders, loved, were super into polyamorous pansexualism. Loved it. Super into it. What a clown show we have created in this country that Kamala Harris is considered an upper-level presidential candidate. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real sports action while watching football. Season-long fantasy takes a lot of time, but on Prize Picks, you can pick a new lineup every single day. The app is really simple to use. First, you pick two or more players across any sport, and then you pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. On Prize Picks, you can still cash out even if the lineup isn't perfect, and all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Not only that, Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy app with injury insurance. If one of your players goes down in the first half, Prize Picks doesn't count it as a loss. Just some of the many ways Prize Picks puts its members first. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That is code Shapiro on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Prize Picks will make your Sundays a lot more fun during football season. Go check them out right now. Head on over to the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. In fact, even Oprah had to step in to save Kamala, which is amazing. Because, again, Oprah is the essence of vacuity. And she had to step in as the more substantive counterpart here from Kamala. Kamala was asked a question. And we know that anytime there's a question mark at the end of a sentence, Kamala Harris just starts to frizz out like a character from that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, from Total Recall. Here we go.
This, again, gets to the point about what does leadership really look like? And is it about you or is it about the people? Right. Is it about running on problems or fixing problems? My career has always been about saying, let's fix problems. Let's address the needs.
Name a problem you fixed.
Within our capacity to
name
do
one.
So to answer Justin's question, now that that bill has gone and hasn't passed, will you reintroduce that?
Absolutely. And when I am elected president of the United States, I will make sure that bill gets to my desk and I will sign it into law.
First of all, presidents don't introduce bills. Congress introduces bills. Second of all, his original question was about a specific bill being introduced, and she launches into this absolutely empty garbage about how she's there to solve problems because of all the problems that she solved. She could not solve a Sudoku. She is both stupid and vacuous, and she's also, I love when she says, you know, leadership is about serving the people. When have you served the people? As Attorney General of the state of California, we should recall, she literally refused to serve the people. The people in California voted for a proposition called Prop 8. I know, I was a Californian. I voted in favor of Prop 8. Prop 8 enshrined traditional marriage as the law of the land in the state of California in the Constitution. Didn't outlaw gay weddings or something. Didn't outlaw people living as they wish to live. All it did is say that the only version of marriage that would be actually recognized by the state of California was male-female. She was attorney general right after that. She came in. This was appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. She refused to defend it. When she says that she's there to stand on behalf of the people, no one believes that. She can't win a vote. She can't win a vote. But she does try to project an inauthentic toughness. So suddenly, Kamala Harris, the same person who said that America was founded on gun control, she says that she'll shoot a bad guy if a bad guy comes into her house. By the way, that is not true. I'm sorry, that is not true. In the state of California, you have to seriously consider whether to defend yourself if someone actually breaks into your house. You might go to jail. I used to live there. Yeah, I know. Here, she doesn't have to worry about that anyway, since she lives in the Naval Observatory. Here we go.
I'm a gun owner. Tim
Walz
is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
But
my staff will deal with that later.
Oh, she's so authentic. She's so authentic. Uh-huh. Okay, well, here's the thing. I think the American people, we have this competing impulse, right? So part of the impulse is elect the person who wants the attention. That person, are they good on TV? Can they speak? Do they have that pizzazz? Right? Do they excite us? Do they make us love them? Part of us wants that. And part of us is like, well, you know, actually, maybe they should be good at the actual policy. Maybe. That might be good. And those two impulses are totally at war with one another. I understand there's a large segment of the Republican base that finds President Trump absolutely fascinating as a human being. And they also love the fame and the glitz and the glory and the razzmatazz and the gold gilding and all the rest of it. But for many of us, we just like the policy. And when it comes to President Trump, the thing I like about President Trump is the things he did when he was the President of the United States, for the most part. That is the thing that I care about. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, there's one thing you can't afford to be deceived about, and that, of course, is life insurance. Because if you don't have it, and then you plot, your family is in trouble. You always need to be thinking about the future. And now is an excellent time to think about your family's financial future. Enter Policy Genius, the country's leading online insurance marketplace. They're experts at helping you secure your family's financial future faster than Kamala Harris can change those policy positions. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It might not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million in coverage. Some options are 100% online and let you avoid those unnecessary medical exams, which is awesome, right? Their platform combines cutting-edge technology with human expertise. You get access to quotes from top insurers, you find the best rates, you receive guidance from licensed professionals throughout the process. Remember, Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. Their recommendations are based on your needs, not commission structures. Let Policy Genius help you plan for your family's future, because true peace of mind comes from knowing you've taken care of what matters most. Be ready for the future with Policy Genius. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. It's PolicyGenius.com. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868. 68.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. Kamala Harris has been wildly outspending Donald Trump online. Like, wildly so. According to the New York Times, Harris outspent Donald Trump 20-1 on Facebook and Instagram in the week surrounding their debate. 20-1. $12.2 million to $611,000 on Meta's platforms, according to company records. Since Harris entered the race, according to the New York Times, her campaign has overwhelmed the Trump operation with an avalanche of digital advertising, outspending his by tens of millions of dollars and setting off alarm among some Republicans. 4 years ago, Trump drastically outspent Democrats online early in the election cycle. Now Trump is making a very different bet that emphasizes the unique appeal of his online brand, the durability of the donor list built over nearly a decade, and his belief in the power of television. So, in Pennsylvania, for example, after the debate, Harris spent $1.3 million geo-targeting Pennsylvania. Trump spent $22,000. In Michigan, she laid out $1.5 million. He spent $35,000. Trump's campaign has spent a lot more heavily on Google, but even on Google, Harris's PACs are doubling the spending, like $26 million to $13 million since she joined the race. Suffice to say, Trump needs to get a lot more active online, but with all of those systemic advantages, with the pouring in of the money, with the media sucking up her every nonsense, she is still running dead even with Donald Trump. According to the brand new Emerson College poll, Trump and Vice President Harris are neck and neck. In Georgia, Trump is winning 50-47. In Arizona and Wisconsin, he is slightly ahead 49-48. They're dead heats. In Pennsylvania, he is slightly ahead 48-47. In Nevada, they're tied at 48. In North Carolina, Harris is up one, 49-48. In Michigan, 49-47. So, bottom line is, this is a dead heat. She's poured the money in, and people aren't changing their opinion about her. That is a major problem for her, and there are a bunch of troubles that are underneath the surface for Harris. All the troubles for Trump are right there out on the surface. You can see them. You can see when he makes a dumb comment at a rally. You can see because the media will highlight everything he says, whether it's true or not. With her, it's all roiling under the surface, which means that if the polls are biased, I would say that they're biased against Trump, because people are saying things to pollsters I'm not sure that they totally believe. Again, Kamala Harris, she's been pouring money into the campaign. She's gotten all the brat and the joy that she can out of this thing. It's like squeezing blood from a stone at this point. She's got troubles. She's got real, real troubles. So, for example, yesterday we mentioned the Teamsters Union did not endorse her. Now, they wouldn't endorse Trump because, of course, they're the Teamsters. Why would they possibly do that, despite the fact that 60% of their base actually is going to vote for Donald Trump, but they didn't endorse Kamala. This makes media big mad. So Dana Bash over at CNN, she was grilling the Teamsters president, Sean O'Brien, saying, well, why aren't you just endorsing Kamala despite the fact that your members hate her guts?
She should maybe get into her district where it voted far Republican, far right Republican, and maybe find out what the problem is. When I have a problem in a work site, and there is criticism, I get right in there and find out what.
What do you mean,
voted
far right Republican?
She's in our polling,
she's a Democrat.
In our polling,
you mean among Teamsters?
In our polling, New York, her district, voted overwhelmingly Republican to support former President Trump. So she may want to focus on her job instead of mine.
Yes, well, I mean that is correct. I love the media are so mad at the Teamsters. Listen, if your candidate is going over like a lead balloon, that's your fault, man. AOC also very disappointed in Sean O'Brien's leadership and also the death of Hezbollah members. Those are the two things she was very upset about yesterday, was Hezbollah members getting blown up by beepers and also the Teamsters Union.
I'm very disappointed in Sean O'Brien's leadership. I have found it increasingly alarming all year, his campaigning with Republicans, coming out in favor of anti-choice Senate candidates, coming out and campaigning increasingly with Republicans. I find this to be very confusing.
It is confusing. It is confusing when, you know, the Teamsters don't love the socialistic candidate who will destroy the American middle class. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1-gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Stigma/combat stigma.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. There are a lot of embedded problems for Kamala Harris. One of the other problems is that the American people still do not perceive her as having a good economic plan. And that is because the Democratic economic plan in general is not good. Take, for example, Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, yesterday, she laid out what her economic plan is, which presumably mirrors Kamala Harris's. She says it would be very bad to deport illegal immigrants and also bad to cut taxes, which means higher taxes, more illegals. That is what, I mean, that's the Secretary of the Treasury. That is a person allied with Kamala Harris. Here she was yesterday saying it would be devastating for the U.S. economy to deport illegal immigrants.
Between 2010 and 2018, immigrants made up, I believe, 60% of all additions to the labor force. They obviously contribute to the dynamism of the U.S. economy, and we need, I believe, an orderly immigration system, and there's obviously work to do for Congress to work with the administration to accomplish that, but I think it would be devastating to remove
that
number of immigrants.
Devastating to deport illegal immigrants. By the way, not a popular position with the American people. Also, says Janet Yellen, we can't afford tax cuts. Tax cuts are bad. So remember, you have to pay more taxes so illegal immigrants can come here and take low-wage jobs. Very, very important, according to Janet Yellen.
If the entire tax cut is just extended and nothing is allowed to expire, I believe the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that over 10 years that would be almost a $5 trillion blow to the overall budget deficit. And honestly, I really believe that's something the United States can't afford.
Right. So we can't afford tax cuts. We can't afford massive new federal spending. By the way, one of the reasons why they want more illegal immigrants, according to a new study from Just Facts, a nonprofit research institute, 10 to 27% of non-citizens adults in the United States are now illegally registered to vote. The U.S. Census recorded more than 19 million adult non-citizens living in the United States during 2022. Given their voter registration rates, this means about 2 to 5 million of them are illegally registered to vote. How many of them will actually vote? We don't know. That is not good. Also, it's been pretty obvious for a while the Democrats would love to mass amnesty these folks and turn them into voters immediately. So, do you see what the plans are? Do the plans sound indicative of something? Okay, meanwhile, yesterday was probably the most sex-scandally day in modern American history, like many, many sex scandals dropping at all the same time. And all I can say is that the elite in our society, they're a bunch of narcissists, non-normies, and the American people are having a very rough time selecting out actual normies. I don't mean people who don't know policy. I mean like actual normal people who live normal lives to be part of the elite in our society. Imagine, if you will, a group of solipsistic, narcissistic perverts who basically run American politics. I mean, that's kind of what's happening. As it turns out, I have a whole series of stories today about people involved at the highest levels of American politics and how they're basically weirdos, sex weirdos. And we, the American people, need to do a much better job of selecting for normies. Well, the great irony of the public imagination right now is that America is a place that is deeply in search of normal. Right? We want normal because we want to be left alone. It turns out one of the things that's happened in the United States over the course of the last century and a half is that our social institutions, which used to engage us, our social institutions, which used to guarantee some sort of common standard of normalcy, have fallen apart. We have essentially exploded the normal in favor of the abnormal. That's particularly over the course of the last half century in the United States when we decided that the norm was bad. The norm was an imposition on our authenticity, and we had to recenter the non-normal. We had to recenter the marginalized. And the result of that was the tearing away of all the institutions. One of the other results of that is that the American people have been deeply in search for normality. Because it turns out that when you get rid of the norm, people still want the norm. Now, the big problem is that once you get rid of the norm, it is very hard to find normal people. And in fact, when you have the kind of extremes of politics engaged in the process. And all they really care about is reactionary ping-ponging off one another. It's hard to find normal people. This, to me, is the only way to explain the fact that over the course of the last 24 hours, we have seen a series of sex scandals ranging from journalists to high-level politicians to public health officials. Because you have to think to yourself, why are there just so many weirdos in place? Why is this happening? Now, part of that is because at the highest levels of a huge number of industries, Hollywood is an obvious example, you have people who are shielded from normal institutions, from normie institutions. The rates of church going, for example, in Hollywood are non-existent. Nobody is a member of a real church community in Hollywood. And if you are, you are immediately excised or treated as leprous the same way that, for example, Chris Pratt has been over the course of the last few years. Hey, that's true in Hollywood. It also happens to be true, unfortunately, in politics. Politics, because it is so performative, it tends to draw people who are narcissistic. And people who are narcissistic also tend to be narcissistic with regard to their own personal lives. And so you have this weird catch-22 where the very people who are most likely to engage in politics and in public policy are the same people who are attention-seeking and narcissistic, and that extends to their personal lives. Let me bring you some stories so I can explain what I mean here. So, late last night, this story broke from the New York Times. A star New York Magazine political reporter has now been placed on leave after disclosing a personal relationship with the former presidential candidate, RFK Jr. In a statement posted online on Thursday night, New York Magazine said its Washington correspondent, Olivia Nuzzi, who, by the way, is 31 years old, had recently acknowledged to the magazine's editors that she had engaged in a relationship with a former subject relevant to the 2024 campaign while she was reporting on the campaign. The outlet said the relationship was a, quote, violation of the magazine's standards around conflicts of interest and disclosures. A person familiar with the matter confirmed the relationship was with RFK Jr., a former Democrat who ended his independent run for president in August. New York Magazine then said that they had found no evidence of bias. Nuzzi said that some communication between myself and a former reporting subject turned personal earlier this year. She said during that time I did not directly report on the subject nor use them as a source. So, number one, we should point out here that the notion that journalists are totally objective and never get involved with their subjects is totally false. It actually happens a fair bit of the time. A shocking amount of the time, actually. The relationship between the journalistic and the political segments of American society, basically, as I've suggested when I use the phrase Democrat media complex or Democrat media human centipede, sometimes it's literal and it's really bad. So that sort of relationship is extremely cozy. It always has been. There's nothing new under the sun. But this applies across the board. It's not just with presidential, 70-year-old presidential candidates and 31-year-old reporters. It is also with regard to those in charge of, for example, New York City's pandemic response. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Again, according to the New York Times, today, the official in charge of New York City's pandemic response participated in sex parties and attended a dance party underneath a Wall Street bank during the height of the pandemic, even as he was telling New Yorkers to stay home and away from others to stop the spread of COVID-19. He acknowledged his transgressions on Thursday after being caught on hidden camera boasting about his exploits. The video of the official, Dr. Jay Varma, who is City Hall's senior public health advisor under Bill de Blasio from April 2020 to May 2021, was posted on Thursday by podcaster Stephen Crowder. The video appears to have been compiled from several recordings in which Varma is seen at a number of restaurants and cafes, chatting with a woman who remains off camera. At various points, he describes a sex party he and his wife held in a hotel and dance party he attended in a space under a bank on Wall Street, joined by more than 200 people. So that's great. He says, I take responsibility for not using the best judgment at the time. And that, of course, is not a particular shock. The person who had modeled falsely the idea that millions and millions and millions of people would die in the United States absent massive public health measures in Britain, that person was caught basically ushering over people for sex in the middle of the pandemic as well. The rules simply don't apply to the narcissistic. And when you look at industries that draw the narcissistic, politics, media, Hollywood, disproportionately draw people who think only about themselves, and those narcissists tend to be disconnected from, again, the same social institutions that many of them have helped to wreck. Which brings us to a massive problem for the North Carolina campaign of the lieutenant governor of the state. He is running for governor. His name is Mark Robinson. So Mark Robinson had been praised by Donald Trump. He'd been picked by Donald Trump in a primary earlier this year. And there was always a lot of dirt out about Mark Robinson. Mark Robinson basically rose to prominence incredibly quickly because, again, in a social media era, you can go from near anonymity to political power in a heartbeat. It is really, really fast. In fact, if you actually look at his political career, he became famous because in April 2018, he went to a meeting of the Greensboro City Council and he talked about gun control. He then dropped out of the University of North Carolina at Greensboro and left his job. And by 2019, he had entered the Republican primary in the election for lieutenant governor, and then he won the Republican nomination with 30% of the vote. And then, because it's North Carolina, which is a fairly red state, he ended up winning the lieutenant governor seat. And now he's running for governor. So he went from basically complete anonymity. Like, complete anonymity. He had not graduated college. He served in the Army Reserve. He went to North Carolina A&T State University, I suppose, but it seems like he didn't actually finish his degree. And that was pretty much it. He worked in like a furniture manufacturer. So he went from furniture manufacturing in 2018 to running for governor of the state of North Carolina in a presidential year in 2024. And there was all sorts of dirt out there for a long time about Mark Robinson. But the very online crew, which again, an arena that draws the very narcissistic, the very online crew decided that he needed to win a primary, not only for lieutenant governor, but then also for governor. And Mark Robinson sort of hit a particular Republican soft spot, which is black Americans who promote their own conservatism. Because Republicans are very sick of being called racist, there is a certain sort of benefit of the doubt that is given a lot of the time to people who are of minority status who will say the thing. And the reason for that is because Republicans are sick of being called racist. It's not particularly shocking. It just is a reality of the world. That was true for Mark Robinson, despite the fact, again, there was a ton of dirt on Mark Robinson that's been out there for a very long time. So Donald Trump had endorsed Robinson. That's really what pushed him over the top in the gubernatorial primaries, despite the fact that Tom Tillis, the senator from the state, had endorsed somebody else. Here was Trump way back when calling Mark Robinson MLK Jr. on steroids because, again, Donald Trump speaks in superlatives. That's what he does.
This is Martin Luther King on steroids. Okay, now, I told that to Mark. I said, I think you're better than Martin Luther King. I think you are Martin Luther King times two. And he looked at me, and I wasn't sure, was he angry because that's a terrible thing to say, or was he complimented? I have never figured it out.
Okay, so, you know, the big story of the day is that now, right as we run up to the election, CNN has dropped a bunch of oppo, reported by Andrew Kaczynski and M. Steck at CNN, about a 2012 porn site series of postings from Mark Robinson. Apparently, on these sites, he referred to himself as a black Nazi and expressed support for reinstating slavery. He also said that he enjoyed watching transgender pornography and referred to himself as a perv. This is according, again, to this CNN report. All of these comments were made on a pornographic website board between 2008 and 2012 called Nude Africa. He listed his full name on the profile for Nude Africa, as well as an email address he used on numerous websites across the internet for decades. And apparently, this is like the tip of the iceberg. So he has taken a very politically conservative position running in 2024, but then it turns out that he and his now wife, when she was, I guess, his girlfriend, had an abortion, and he then came out and switched his position on abortion. In other words, his campaign in North Carolina has been a large-scale debacle. And it doesn't mean he's not competitive. North Carolina is inherently a red state. The North Carolina gubernatorial polling right now is actually pretty close. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real sports action while watching football. Season-long fantasy takes a lot of time, but on Prize Picks, you can pick a new lineup every single day. The app is really simple to use. First, you pick two or more players across any sport, and then you pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. On Prize Picks, you can still cash out even if the lineup isn't perfect, and all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Not only that, Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy app with injury insurance. If one of your players goes down in the first half, PrizePicks doesn't count it as a loss. Just some of the many ways PrizePicks puts its members first. Download the PrizePicks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That is code Shapiro on PrizePicks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. PrizePicks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. PrizePicks will make your Sundays a lot more fun during football season. Go check them out right now. Head on over to the PrizePicks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. Robinson announced yesterday that it was actually his opposition's fault that all this had happened. By the way, more reports yesterday from Politico that an email address belonging to him was registered on Ashley Madison, which, of course, is the website where dudes go to seek extramarital affairs. In any case, here was Robinson yesterday saying that he is not responsible for this, that none of this is his. Maybe you believe this, maybe you don't.
Guys, the news media is at it again. My opponent is at it again. You all have seen the half-truths and outright lies of Josh Stein on these ads over and over again. And now a story leaked by him to CNN is appearing now. Let me reassure you, the things that you will see in that story, those are not the words of Mark Robinson. You know my words, you know my character, and you know that I have been completely transparent in this race and before. Folks, this race right now, our opponents are desperate to shift the focus here from the substantive issues and focus on what you are concerned with to salacious tabloid trash. We cannot allow that to happen.
Okay, well, I mean, the reality is that he's almost certainly going to lose that gubernatorial race in North Carolina, and it certainly doesn't help. He has vowed to stay in the race, of course. He put up a post saying that he is not going to leave.
We are staying in this race. We are in it to win it. And we know that with your help, we will. God bless you. And we will see you where? On the campaign trail.
Okay, well, he is almost certainly not going to win in North Carolina. It turns out the only politician who actually can survive this sort of thing is either someone who is currently president, like Bill Clinton, or Donald Trump in an election running against Hillary Clinton. That is the complete list of politicians who have survived this sort of thing in an open race and gone on to win. It just doesn't happen that way. Now, again, if we lived in a normal, non-narcissistic world, at this point, Mark Robinson would say, listen, I got to leave. There's 2 months left till the election. If you put somebody else in, then that person could theoretically win, or at least if they lose, they will lose much more narrowly to Josh Stein in North Carolina. This makes an awful lot of difference, because if Trump loses North Carolina, it is very, very difficult for him to win the presidency. The North Carolina polling right now is extremely, extremely tight. Do you think this helps Trump, or do you think this hurts Trump? And this goes back to what happens in these primaries. I understand that we conservatives, we as Republicans, once the candidate is the candidate, then the candidate is the candidate. However, how many elections are Republicans going to lose because they let a very passionate, small coterie of people in a primary election nominate candidates who then go on to absolutely implode in the general? How many times are they going to do this? Seriously. Hey, I don't understand the logic here. And what it suggests to me is that we need, as a public, this is true for people across the aisle. And right now, by the way, she's losing to Ruben Gallego, according to the latest polling, somewhere between 6 and 14 points. And Ruben Gallego is a far-left Democrat. That seat was occupied by Kyrsten Sinema until 5 seconds ago. I mean, it's still occupied by her, but she's not going to win that race. She's running as independent and then dropped out. So what does that mean? It means that we, the American public, understand that there are certain industries, there are certain parts of life, particularly ones where there's a red light on you, meaning a camera, where people tend to be real narcissists to get into the industry in the first place. And what that means, it tends to draw a subsection of people whose narcissism extends to their own sex life, whose narcissism extends to their own personal relationships. And then that stuff very often tends to come out, which means your radar needs to be super high with regard to this sort of stuff. Your radar needs to be incredibly, again, there's no way you separate ego from politics. This has been true since Plato. There is no way to separate ego from politics. However, in a republic, it is the job of the voter to try to identify the normies. Try to identify the normies. Because these are spaces filled with people who are very self-directed, filled with people who spend an awful lot of time away from their families, filled with people who do not feel the eyes of moral and social institutions upon them. And they go out and they do things, and then we're all surprised. We should be on higher alert for this sort of activity, not lower alert when it comes to our politicians. The person you actually want is your politician. I know I'm railing against the wind right here, because what the American public have demonstrated that they have no actual inclination to do the hard work of electing people who are basically just good administrators, which is pretty much what you want in a politician. I've been saying my entire life, what you want in a politician is someone who makes himself insignificant in your life. It's the only place, truly, in our lives where we try to elect people who we think about constantly. What you really want is a person that you delegate the job to and you never think about it again. Name a day for the last 20 years in American politics where you haven't thought about a politician and what they are thinking about you. We are now in a toxic relationship with our entire political class, or at least large swaths of our political class. And what that means is that if a candidate seems too boring, we're like, oh man, too boring. That person, too competent, too boring. This is true on every side of the aisle, and it's ridiculous. It's truly ridiculous. You wonder how you end up with a national race between Donald Trump, I understand he's the former president, between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is a career-long narcissist who is pole vaulted her way into the center of national politics without any sort of actual record, without any serious principles. Total narcissist. And yet, that's considered perfectly normal. Meanwhile, there are, in fact, kind of, you know, hardworking, normie Democrats. They do exist. They are out there. doing sort of normal governor jobs in the Midwest. Nobody ever thinks about them. The same thing is true in Republican politics. This is not a theater kid forum. This is a place for policy. We'll be back here next week with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Residents of a tiny Appalachian town are struggling to cope with a shooting involving two of its most prominent citizens.
Authorities say a judge in a rural Kentucky county was fatally shot at the local courthouse. A local sheriff has been charged with murder in the killing. The governor says District Judge Kevin Mullins was fatally shot in his chambers. Letcher County Sheriff Sean M. Steins opened fire following an argument. He was taken into custody at the scene without incident. Kentucky State Police Trooper Matt Gayhart says they're still learning more about the confrontation.
The details I do not have at this time. We know that it was an argument between the two that led up. What exactly transpired prior to the shots being fired, still things that we're trying to get answers to.
That audio is courtesy of WTVQ. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Also at townhall.com, correspondent Shelley Adler reports hotter summers are making high school football a fatal game for some players.
Climate change is affecting high school football players with 5 deaths since July of suspected heat-related illnesses. Barry Keim is a climatologist at Louisiana State University School of Public Health.
These last 2 summers should serve as a wake-up call for all the coaches across this region that something is afoot.
Ashanta Laster lost her 17-year-old son Philip on August 1st of 2022 after he collapsed during practice.
It's never easy. It's painful. Every thought, every hour's the first. We have to go back and relive that memory.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Communication breakdowns with local law enforcement hampered the Secret Service's performance ahead of a July assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. That's according to a new report that lays out a litany of missed opportunities to stop a gunman who opened fire from an unsecured roof. A 5-page document summarizing concludes finds fault with both local and federal enforcement. More at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
An important recall to take note of as General Motors is recalling hundreds of thousands of SUVs and pickup trucks. With more on the story, here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
The GM recall involves nearly 450,000 SUVs and pickup trucks. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the electronic brake control module software may fail to display a warning light when a loss of brake fluid occurs. The agency says without the warning light, a vehicle may be driven with low brake fluid, which can reduce braking performance and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain models of the Cadillac Escalade, the Chevrolet Silverado 1500, the Chevrolet Tahoe and Suburban 1500, the GMC Sierra 1500, and the GMC Yukon and Yukon XL. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll always find breaking news, more analysis, more headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Runners hoping to qualify for the 2026 Boston Marathon are going to have to pick up the pace.
The Boston Athletic Association has updated its qualifying times for the world's oldest annual marathon and asked most prospective competitors to run a 26.2-mile race 5 minutes faster than in recent years to earn a starting number. The BAA introduced qualifying times in 1970 and has expanded and adjusted the requirements through the decades. Runners participating in the event to raise money for charity don't have to meet the qualifying standards. John Scott reporting.
A paid passenger on an expedition to the Titanic with a company that owned the Titan submersible testified before a Coast Guard investigatory panel earlier Friday that the mission he took part in was aborted due to an apparent mechanical failure. The Titan submersible imploded last year while on another trip to the Titan wrecking site. You'll find more stories and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, Kamala Harris is pouring money into this race. She is Brett, and she is Joy, and she is campaigning with Oprah Winfrey, and she's got a heap load of problems. I will explain in a moment. First, Am I Racist is the number one new comedy in America. It's now playing only in theaters. Get tickets and showtimes for your local theaters right now at amiracist.com. So, Kamala Harris, she's out there campaigning. She's Brett. She's got all the energy. She's got all the joy. And she's got a bunch of problems. So she's been going around campaigning. She is a word salad queen, as we all know. She's been campaigning with Oprah Winfrey. But she's got a major, major problem. Remember, one of the pieces of math that Joe Biden had suggested as to why he would not drop out is he was afraid that whatever Kamala Harris picked up in terms of minority support, she would drop among blue-collar white workers. And that's true. That's true because she's terrible at this. Truly terrible at this. I want to begin today by pointing out an ad that Kamala Harris's super PACs have put out. She is lagging among men, particularly white men. Really, really lagging. You know why? She doesn't know how to talk to them. In the same way that people in the media say that Trump bans, they don't know how to talk to ladies or whatever. Okay. But the Harris campaign has no idea how to talk to men at all. Like, no clue. They put out, literally, one of their super PACs put out the single worst political ad I have ever seen in my entire life today. It is the worst ad I have ever seen in my entire life because no one who wrote this ad has ever met a man.
Hey, white dudes. So I think we're all pretty sick of hearing how much we suck. Every time you go online, it's the same story. We're the problem.
Just terrible.
And
you know,
yeah, some white dudes are. Trump and all his MAGA
right there.
Buddies.
I'm sorry, right, that's amazing. That's amazing. Pause right there. No dude has ever said this to another dude. No dude. Ever. When it's not scripted by a woman. No dudes ever, hey dudes, you know, there are a bunch of ladies out there. They say we're the problem. And you know what? They're right. Some of us are totally the problem. That, what? That's not even how you do an ad. And you think that where they're going in the ad is, they keep saying we're the problem. But we're not the problem. We're the makers. We're the people who are going down, doing the dangerous jobs. And those are the people that Democrats support with the, right? Like, that's where you think it's going. That's not where it's going. Because they can't talk to dudes, because ain't a dude writing this ad. It's some woke 22-year-old female intern at an ad agency for white dudes for Harris writing this ad. Hey, dudes, you know, they say we're the problem. And you know what? They're right. We are the problem. It's because of our balls. Here we go.
And worse, shouting nonsense in their stupid red hats and acting like they speak for us when they don't. All they've ever done is screw us over. But if you're not on the MAGA train, where do you go? Isn't it just swapping out one crappy option for another? Then it hit me. This isn't about picking teams. It's about who's got a plan that's going to make life better for me and my family. So I've been doing my own research.
Okay, pause it. I love that. I love this. So first of all, I love the stereotype that they will never, ever say out loud that is embedded in this ad is that unlike females, men will do their own research and think about policy. Right? That's the actual thing that they're doing in this ad. Like, I'm a man, and you know what? What am I going to do? Just switch one crappy option for another? No. I went down the rabbit hole. I started looking at Excel spreadsheets. Like a man would. I started looking at the actual policy specifics of Kamala Harris and a team. Like, oh my God. These people. These people. You thought they were going to appeal to men? Wrong you are. They're basically saying that if you're a man, the only way they can appeal to you is by desperately hoping that you ignore Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris's picture in this ad appears one time.
Check out Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And before you jump down my throat, they're actually talking to guys like us. No lectures.
I guess you appear like you.
Just real solutions.
They're talking to guys like us.
And help us take care of the people who matter. And honestly, I think Harris and Walz are the ones to make that happen. End of the day, you're your own man. It's your call. But if anyone gives you crap about it, tell them it's none of their damn business.
Oh, my God. And they're using the Tim Walz line at the end. It's none of their damn business. I love that. That is one of the great ads. Paid for by Beige Rainbow Pack. Wow. The Beige Rainbow Pack, where all the men go to Beige Rainbow, which sounds like the world's whitest gay bar. Beige Rainbow. Seriously. Wow. These people understand men at a root gut level. They really understand men. You can do your own research, but I'm telling you, before you come at me and shove it down my throat, I'm voting for that. Also, I do love the assumption, the core assumption of the ad is men hate her. That is the core assumption of the ad, right? It's like, you know, if we can't vote for that douchebag Trump, will I vote for Kamala? Listen, before you sock me directly in the nuts, let me tell you, she's going to lose men by 1,000 points. There are men not yet born who will vote against Kamala Harris. White dudes for Harris. White dudes for Harris. Both they and Hezbollah are missing their today. So Kamala Harris is out there because she can't reach out to men, because she is dragging with men, and she really is. Because of that, she is out there trying to reach out and touch people with Oprah, which means she's out on the campaign trail just vomiting 360 head-spinning Linda Blair and the Exorcist-style word vomit, just word vomit everywhere. The narcissism on the Democratic side of the aisle is insane. Kamala Harris, she was literally put in place by an upper-level coterie of the Democrats without ever having won a single primary vote, and is the emptiest candidate in American history, totally empty. It would be an understatement to call her an empty vessel, because there's still a vessel when there's an empty vessel. There's not even a vessel with Kamala Harris. She's just a vacuum. She's a black hole of suck, Kamala Harris. So yesterday, she was out on the campaign trail with Oprah. And you want to talk about vacuousness at an insane level. It's almost like the matter and antimatter of vacuousness hitting one another. I'm shocked that the universe did not actually implode based on this. So Kamala Harris offered this word salad when asked about America. And this is what, when you elevate narcissists to the top of the American public heap, this is what you get. Sex scandals and crazy and word salads and emptiness. This is our fault, okay? We live in a republic. We're the people who elect these people. Don't make her president. Here we go.
We love our country. I love our country. I know we all do. That's why everybody's here right now. We love our country. We take pride in the privilege of being American. Wow. And this is a moment where we can and must come together as Americans. Understanding we have so much more in common than what separates us.
Let's come together with the
character that we are so proud of about who we are, which is we are an optimistic people.
Oh, what kind of character?
We are an optimistic people. Americans,
so enthusiastic.
By character, are people who have dreams and ambitions and aspirations. We believe in what is possible. We believe in what can be, and we believe in fighting for that. That's how we came into being. Because the people before us understood that one of the greatest expressions for the love of our country, one of the greatest expressions of patriotism, is to fight for the ideals of who we are, which includes freedom
of who we
to
are.
Make decisions about your own body, freedom to be safe.
Did you know America was founded
violence.
By abortion?
Freedom
did you know
to have access
oh, did you know that it was
to
founded
ballot
on gun control?
Box. Freedom to be who you are and just be, to love who
yeah,
you
it's
love
true.
Openly.
The founders
and
were big trans advocates.
Freedom.
And
to
gay rights advocates. Loved
just
it.
Be.
Just freedom to be.
And that's who we are. We believe in all that. And so this is a moment where we stand knowing what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against. It's what we're fighting for.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry. If that appeals to you, then you deserve precisely what you get. I don't know how you listen to that person and don't want to hang yourself. I don't understand. I really don't. That is the most vacuous bull I've ever heard in my entire life, and it went on for 2 minutes. I made about 30 seconds before I started contemplating foster self-harm. Like that is who, this class. These are the people. These are the people. And is it any wonder that their extraordinary narcissism and emptiness just applies to every area of their life? And so again, so much throughout American politics, across party lines, like an empty class of people who don't actually have ideas, have impulses, and have a narcissistic desire for glory. It is so amazing. It is so amazing. That word salad right there, in which basically, by the way, her conclusion is, if you actually tried to analyze what she's saying there, that America was founded on abortion, gun control, and trans rights. That's what she actually said.
That was what, you know, what characterized the people who made this country, is freedom to kill babies and also freedom to not have guns.
Which doesn't explain how the American Revolution happened,
and also freedom to just be and to love who you want to love.
It's true. If you look at the founders, loved, were super into polyamorous pansexualism. Loved it. Super into it. What a clown show we have created in this country that Kamala Harris is considered an upper-level presidential candidate. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real sports action while watching football. Season-long fantasy takes a lot of time, but on Prize Picks, you can pick a new lineup every single day. The app is really simple to use. First, you pick two or more players across any sport, and then you pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. On Prize Picks, you can still cash out, even if the lineup isn't perfect, and all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Not only that, Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy app with injury insurance. If one of your players goes down in the first half, Prize Picks doesn't count it as a loss. Just some of the many ways Prize Picks puts its members first. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That is code Shapiro on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Prize Picks will make your Sundays a lot more fun during football season. Go check them out right now. Head on over to the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. In fact, even Oprah had to step in to save Kamala, which is amazing. Because, again, Oprah is the essence of vacuity. And she had to step in as the more substantive counterpart here from Kamala. Kamala was asked a question. And we know that anytime there's a question mark at the end of a sentence, Kamala Harris just starts to frizz out like a character from that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, from Total Recall. Here we go.
This, again, gets to the point about what does leadership really look like? And is it about you or is it about the people? Right. Is it about running on problems or fixing problems? My career has always been about saying, let's fix problems. Let's address the needs.
Name a problem you fixed.
Within our capacity to
name
do
one.
So to answer Justin's question, now that that bill has gone and hasn't passed, will you reintroduce that?
Absolutely. And when I am elected president of the United States, I will make sure that bill gets to my desk and I will sign it into law.
First of all, presidents don't introduce bills. Congress introduces bills. Second of all, his original question was about a specific bill being introduced, and she launches into this absolutely empty garbage about how she's there to solve problems because of all the problems that she solved. She could not solve a Sudoku. She is both stupid and vacuous. And she's also, I love when she says, you know, leadership is about serving the people. When have you served the people? As Attorney General of the state of California, we should recall, she literally refused to serve the people. The people in California voted for a proposition called Prop 8. I know, I was a Californian. I voted in favor of Prop 8. Prop 8 enshrined traditional marriage as the law of the land in the state of California in the Constitution. Didn't outlaw gay weddings or something. Didn't outlaw people living as they wish to live. All it did is say that the only version of marriage that would be actually recognized by the state of California was male-female. She was attorney general right after that. She came in. This was appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. She refused to defend it. When she says that she's there to stand on behalf of the people, no one believes that. She can't even win a She can't win a vote. But she does try to project an inauthentic toughness. So suddenly, Kamala Harris, the same person who said that America was founded on gun control, she says that she'll shoot a bad guy if a bad guy comes into her house. By the way, that is not true. I'm sorry, that is not true. In the state of California, you have to seriously consider whether to defend yourself if someone actually breaks into your house. You might go to jail. I used to live there. Yeah, I know. Here, she doesn't have to worry about that anyway, since she lives in the Naval Observatory. Here we go.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
But
my staff will deal with that later.
Yeah. Oh, she's so authentic. She's so authentic. Uh-huh. Hey, well, here's the thing. I think the American people, we have this competing impulse, right? So part of the impulse is elect the person who wants the attention. That person, are they good on TV? Can they speak? Do they have that pizzazz? Right? Do they excite us? Do they make us love them? Part of us wants that. And part of us is like, well, you know, actually, maybe they should be good at the actual policy. Maybe. That might be good. And those two impulses are totally at war with one another. I understand there's a large segment of the Republican base that finds President Trump absolutely fascinating as a human being. And they also love the fame and the glitz and the glory and the razzmatazz and the gold gilding and all the rest of it. But for many of us, we just like the policy. And when it comes to President Trump, the thing I like about President Trump is the things he did when he was the President of the United States, for the most part. That is the thing that I care about. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first, there's one thing you can't afford to be deceived about, and that, of course, is life insurance. Because if you don't have it, and then you plot, your family is in trouble. You always need to be thinking about the future. And now is an excellent time to think about your family's financial future. Enter Policy Genius, the country's leading online insurance marketplace. They're experts in helping you secure your family's financial future faster than Kamala Harris can change those policy positions. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It might not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million in coverage. Some options are 100% online and let you avoid those unnecessary medical exams, which is awesome, right? Their platform combines cutting-edge technology with human expertise. You get access to quotes from top insurers, you find the best rates, you receive guidance from licensed professionals throughout the process. Remember, Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. Their recommendations are based on your needs, not commission structures. Let Policy Genius help you plan for your family's future, because true peace of mind comes from knowing you've taken care of what matters most. Be ready for the future with Policy Genius. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Linda
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
25.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. Kamala Harris has been wildly outspending Donald Trump online. Like, wildly so. According to the New York Times, Harris outspent Donald Trump 20-1 on Facebook and Instagram in the weeks surrounding their debate. 20-1. $12.2 million to $611,000 on Meta's platforms, according to company records. Since Harris entered the race, according to the New York Times, her campaign has overwhelmed the Trump operation with an avalanche of digital advertising, outspending his by tens of millions of dollars and setting off alarm among some Republicans. 4 years ago, Trump drastically outspent Democrats online early in the election cycle. Now Trump is making a very different bet that emphasizes the unique appeal of his online brand, the durability of a donor list built over nearly a decade, and his belief in the power of television. So, in Pennsylvania, for example, after the debate, Harris spent $1.3 million geo-targeting Pennsylvania. Trump spent $22,000. In Michigan, she laid out $1.5 million. He spent $35,000. Trump's campaign has spent a lot more heavily on Google, but even on Google, Harris's PACs are doubling the spending, like $26 million to $13 million since she joined the race. Suffice to say, Trump needs to get a lot more active online, but with all of those systemic advantages, with the pouring in of the money, with the media sucking up her every nonsense, she is still running dead even with Donald Trump. According to the brand new Emerson College poll, Trump and Vice President Harris are neck and neck. In Georgia, Trump is winning 50-47. In Arizona and Wisconsin, he is slightly ahead 49-48. They're dead heats. In Pennsylvania, he is slightly ahead 48-47. In Nevada, they're tied at 48. In North Carolina, Harris is up one, 49-48. In Michigan, 49-47. So, bottom line is, this is a dead heat. She's poured the money in, and people aren't changing their opinion about her. That is a major problem for her, and there are a bunch of troubles that are underneath the surface for Harris. All the troubles for Trump are right there out on the surface. You can see them. You can see when he makes a dumb comment at a rally. You can see because the media will highlight everything he says, whether it's true or not. With her, it's all roiling under the surface, which means that if the polls are biased, I would say that they're biased against Trump, because people are saying things to pollsters I'm not sure that they totally believe. Again, Kamala Harris, she's been pouring money into the campaign. She's gotten all the brat and the joy that she can out of this thing. It's like squeezing blood from a stone at this point. She's got troubles. She's got real, real troubles. So, for example, yesterday we mentioned the Teamsters Union did not endorse her. Now, they wouldn't endorse Trump because, of course, they're the Teamsters. Why would they possibly do that, despite the fact that 60% of their base actually is going to vote for Donald Trump, but they didn't endorse Kamala. This makes media big mad. So Dana Bash over at CNN, she was grilling the Teamsters president, Sean O'Brien, saying, well, why aren't you just endorsing Kamala despite the fact that your members hate her guts?
She should maybe get into her district where it voted far Republican, far right Republican, and maybe find out what the problem is. When I have a problem in a work site, and there is criticism, I get right in there and find out what.
What do you mean, voted far right Republican?
In our polling,
she's a Democrat.
In our polling,
oh, you mean among Teamsters?
In our polling, New York, her district, voted overwhelmingly Republican to support former President Trump. So she may want to focus on her job instead of mine.
Yes, well, I mean that is correct. I love the media are so mad at the Teamsters. Listen, if your candidate is going over like a lead balloon, that's your fault, man. AOC also very disappointed in Sean O'Brien's leadership and also the death of Hezbollah members. Those are the two things she was very upset about yesterday, was Hezbollah members getting blown up by beepers and also the Teamsters Union.
I'm very disappointed in Sean O'Brien's leadership. I have found it increasingly alarming all year, his campaigning with Republicans, coming out in favor of anti-choice Senate candidates, coming out and campaigning increasingly with Republicans. I find this to be very confusing.
It is confusing. It is confusing when, you know, the Teamsters don't love the socialistic candidate who will destroy the American middle class. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, this is Carlin in Dubai. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and Fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
/combat stigma.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. There are a lot of embedded problems for Kamala Harris. One of the other problems is that the American people still do not perceive her as having a good economic plan. And that is because the Democratic economic plan in general is not good. Take, for example, Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, yesterday she laid out what her economic plan is, which presumably mirrors Kamala Harris's. She says it would be very bad to deport illegal immigrants and also bad to cut taxes, which means higher taxes, more illegals. That is what, I mean, that's the Secretary of the Treasury. That is a person allied with Kamala Harris. Here she was yesterday saying it would be devastating to the U.S. economy to deport illegal immigrants.
Between 2010 and 2018, immigrants made up, I believe, 60% of all additions to the labor force. They obviously contribute to the dynamism of the U.S. economy, and we need, I believe, an orderly immigration system, and there's obviously work to do for Congress to work with the administration to accomplish that, but I think it would be devastating to simply
remove
now, this number of immigrants.
Devastating to deport illegal immigrants. By the way, not a popular position with the American people. Also, says Janet Yellen, we can't afford tax cuts. Tax cuts are bad. So remember, you have to pay more taxes so illegal immigrants can come here in and take low-wage jobs. Very, very important, according to Janet Yellen.
If the entire tax cut is just extended and nothing is allowed to expire, I believe the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that over 10 years that would be almost a $5 trillion blow to the overall budget deficit. And honestly, I really believe that's something the United States can't afford.
Right, so we can't afford tax cuts. We can't afford massive new federal spending. By the way, one of the reasons why they want more illegal immigrants, according to a new study from Just Facts, a nonprofit research institute, 10 to 27% of non-citizens adults in the United States are now illegally registered to vote. The U.S. Census recorded more than 19 million adult non-citizens living in the United States during 2022. Given their voter registration rates, this means about 2 to 5 million of them are illegally registered to vote. How many of them will actually vote? We don't know. That is not good. Also, it's been pretty obvious for a while the Democrats would love to mass amnesty these folks and turn them into voters immediately. So, do you see what the plans are? Do the plans sound indicative of something? Okay, meanwhile, yesterday was probably the most sex scandal-y day in modern American history, like many, many sex scandals dropping at all the same time. And all I can say is that the elite in our society, they're a bunch of narcissists, non-normies, and the American people are having a very rough time selecting out actual normies. I don't mean people who don't know policy. I mean, like, actual normal people who live normal lives to be part of the elite in our society. Imagine, if you will, a group of solipsistic, narcissistic perverts who basically run American politics. I mean, that's kind of what's happening. As it turns out, I have a whole series of stories today about people involved at the highest levels of American politics and how they're basically weirdos, sex weirdos. And we, the American people, need to do a much better job of selecting for normies. But the great irony of the public imagination right now is that America is a place that is deeply in search of normal. Right? We want normal because we want to be left alone. It turns out one of the things that has happened in the United States over the course of the last century and a half is that our social institutions, which used to engage us, our social institutions, which used to guarantee some sort of common standard of normalcy, have fallen apart. We have essentially exploded the normal in favor of the abnormal. That's particularly over the course of the last half century in the United States when we decided that the norm was bad. The norm was an imposition on our authenticity, and we had to recenter the non-normal. We had to recenter the marginalized. And the result of that was the tearing away of all the institutions. One of the other results of that is that the American people have been deeply in search for normality, because it turns out that when you get rid of the norm, people still want the norm. Now, the big problem is that once you get rid of the norm, it is very hard to find normal people. And in fact, when you have the kind of extremes of politics engaged in the process, and all they really care about is reactionary ping-ponging off one another, it's hard to find normal people. This, to me, is the only way to explain the fact that over the course of the last 24 hours, we have seen a series of sex scandals ranging from journalists to high-level politicians to public health officials. Because you have to think to yourself, why are there just so many weirdos in place? Why is this happening? Now, part of that is because at the highest levels of a huge number of industries, Hollywood is an obvious example, you have people who are shielded from normal institutions, from normie institutions. The rates of church going, for example, in Hollywood are non-existent. Nobody is a member of a real church community in Hollywood, and if you are, you're immediately excised or treated as leprous the same way that, for example, Chris Pratt has been over the course of the last few years. Hey, that's true in Hollywood. It also happens to be true, unfortunately, in politics. Politics, because it is so performative, it tends to draw people who are narcissistic. And people who are narcissistic also tend to be narcissistic with regard to their own personal lives. And so you have this weird catch-22, where the very people who are most likely to engage in politics and in public policy are the same people who are attention-seeking and narcissistic, and that extends to their personal lives. Let me bring you some stories so I can explain what I mean here. So, late last night, the story broke from the New York Times. A star New York Magazine political reporter has now been placed on leave after disclosing a personal relationship with the former presidential candidate, RFK Jr. In a statement posted online on Thursday night, New York Magazine said its Washington correspondent, Olivia Nuzzi, who, by the way, is 31 years old, had recently acknowledged to the magazine's editors that she had engaged in a relationship with a former subject relevant to the 2024 campaign while she was reporting on the campaign. The outlet said the relationship was a, quote, violation of the magazine's standards around conflicts of interest and disclosures. A person familiar with the matter confirmed the relationship was with RFK Jr., a former Democrat who ended his independent run for president in August. New York Magazine then said that they had found no evidence of bias. Nuzzi said that some communication between myself and a former reporting subject turned personal earlier this year. She said during that time I did not directly report on the subject nor use them as a source. So, number one, we should point out here that the notion that journalists are totally objective and never get involved with their subjects is totally false. It actually happens a fair bit of the time. A shocking amount of the time, actually. The relationship between the journalistic and the political segments of American society, basically, as I've suggested when I use the phrase Democrat media complex or Democrat media human centipede, sometimes it's literal and it's really bad. So that sort of relationship is extremely cozy. It always has been. There's nothing new under the sun. But this applies across the board. It's not just with presidential, 70-year-old presidential candidates and 31-year-old reporters. It is also with regard to those in charge of, for example, New York City's pandemic response. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Again, according to the New York Times, today, the official in charge of New York City's pandemic response participated in sex parties and attended a dance party underneath a Wall Street bank during the height of the pandemic, even as he was telling New Yorkers to stay home and away from others to stop the spread of COVID-19. He acknowledged his transgressions on Thursday after being caught on hidden camera boasting about his exploits. The video of the official, Dr. Jay Varma, who is City Hall's senior public health advisor under Bill de Blasio from April 2020 to May 2021, was posted on Thursday by podcaster Stephen Crowder. The video appears to have been compiled from several recordings in which Varma is seen at a number of restaurants and cafes, chatting with a woman who remains off camera. At various points, he describes a sex party he and his wife held in a hotel and dance party he attended in a space under a bank on Wall Street, joined by more than 200 people. So that's great. He says, I take responsibility for not using the best judgment at the time. And that, of course, is not a particular shock. The person who had modeled falsely the idea that millions and millions and millions of people would die in the United States absent massive public health measures in Britain, that person was caught basically ushering over people for sex in the middle of the pandemic as well. The rules simply don't apply to the narcissistic. And when you look at industries that draw the narcissistic, politics, media, Hollywood, disproportionately draw people who think only about themselves, and those narcissists tend to be disconnected from, again, the same social institutions that many of them have helped to wreck. Which brings us to a massive problem for the North Carolina campaign of the lieutenant governor of the state. He is running for governor. His name is Mark Robinson. So Mark Robinson had been praised by Donald Trump. He had been picked by Donald Trump in a primary earlier this year. And there was always a lot of dirt out about Mark Robinson. Mark Robinson basically rose to prominence incredibly quickly because, again, in a social media era, you can go from near anonymity to political power in a heartbeat. It is really, really fast. In fact, if you actually look at his political career, he became famous because in April 2018, he went to a meeting of the Greensboro City Council and he talked about gun control. He then dropped out of the University of North Carolina at Greensboro and left his job. And by 2019, he had entered the Republican primary in the election for lieutenant governor, and then he won the Republican nomination with 30% of the vote. And then because it's North Carolina, which is a fairly red state, he ended up winning the lieutenant governor seat. And now he's running for governor. So he went from basically complete anonymity. Like complete anonymity. He had not graduated college. He served in the Army Reserve. He went to North Carolina A&T State University, I suppose, but it seems like he didn't actually finish his degree. And that was pretty much it. He worked in like a furniture manufacturer. So he went from furniture manufacturing in 2018 to running for governor of the state of North Carolina in a presidential year in 2024. And there's all sorts of dirt out there for a long time about Mark Robinson, but the very online crew, which again, an arena that draws the very narcissistic, the very online crew decided that he needed to win a primary, not only for lieutenant governor, but then also for governor. And Mark Robinson sort of hit a particular Republican soft spot, which is Black Americans who promote their own conservatism. Because Republicans are very sick of being called racist, there is a certain sort of benefit of the doubt that is given a lot of the time to people who are of minority status who will say the thing. And the reason for that is because Republicans are sick of being called racist. It's not particularly shocking. It just is a reality of the world. That was true for Mark Robinson, despite the fact that, again, there was a ton of dirt on Mark Robinson that's been out there for a very long time. So Donald Trump had endorsed Robinson. That's really what pushed him over the top in the gubernatorial primaries, despite the fact that Tom Tillis, the senator from the state, had endorsed somebody else. Here was Trump way back when calling Mark Robinson MLK Jr. on steroids because, again, Donald Trump speaks in superlatives. That's what he does.
This is Martin Luther King on steroids. Okay, now, I told that to Mark. I said, I think you're better than Martin Luther King. I think you are Martin Luther King times two. And he looked at me, and I wasn't sure, was he angry because that's a terrible thing to say, or was he complimented? I have never figured it out.
Okay, so, you know, the big story of the day is that now, right as we run up to the election, CNN has dropped a bunch of oppo, reported by Andrew Kaczynski and M. Steck at CNN, about a 2012 porn site series of postings from Mark Robinson. Apparently, on these sites, he referred to himself as a black Nazi and expressed support for reinstating slavery. He also said that he enjoyed watching transgender pornography and referred to himself as a perv. This is according, again, to this CNN report. All of these comments were made on a pornographic website board between 2008 and 2012 called Nude Africa. He listed his full name on the profile for Nude Africa, as well as an email address he used on numerous websites across the internet for decades. And apparently, this is like the tip of the iceberg. So he has taken a very politically conservative position running in 2024, but then it turns out that he and his now wife, when she was, I guess, his girlfriend, had an abortion, and he then came out and switched his position on abortion. In other words, his campaign in North Carolina has been a large-scale debacle. And it doesn't mean he's not competitive. North Carolina is inherently a red state. The North Carolina gubernatorial polling right now is actually pretty close. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real sports action while watching football. Season-long fantasy takes a lot of time, but on Prize Picks, you can pick a new lineup every single day. The app is really simple to use. First, you pick two or more players across any sport, and then you pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. On Prize Picks, you can still cash out even if the lineup isn't perfect, and all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Not only that, Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy app with injury insurance. If one of your players goes down in the first half, Prize Picks doesn't count it as a loss. Just some of the many ways Prize Picks puts its members first. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That is code Shapiro on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Prize Picks will make your Sundays a lot more fun during football season. Go check them out right now. Head on over to the Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Monday as we have Political Day. That's right, we have candidates on Monday. The first is Dolores Lucero at 7:30, who is running for the Shasta County Office of Education. At 8 o'clock is Corky Harmon, who's running for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Let's find out what they want to accomplish if elected. All of this Monday, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. Robinson announced yesterday that it was actually his opposition's fault that all this had happened. By the way, more reports yesterday from Politico that an email address belonging to him was registered on Ashley Madison, which, of course, is the website where dudes go to seek extramarital affairs. In any case, here was Robinson yesterday saying that he is not responsible for this, that none of this is his. Maybe you believe this, maybe you don't.
Guys, the news media is at it again. My opponent is at it again. You all have seen the half-truths and outright lies of Josh Stein on these ads over and over again. And now a story leaked by him to CNN is appearing now. Let me reassure you, the things that you will see in that story, those are not the words of Mark Robinson. You know my words, you know my character, and you know that I have been completely transparent in this race and before. Folks, this race right now, our opponents are desperate to shift the focus here from the substantive issues and focus on what you are concerned with to salacious tabloid trash. We cannot allow that to happen.
Okay, well, I mean, the reality is that he's almost certainly going to lose that gubernatorial race in North Carolina, and it certainly doesn't help. He has vowed to stay in the race, of course. He put up a post saying that he is not going to leave.
We are staying in this race. We are in it to win it. And we know that with your help, we will. God bless you. And we will see you where? On the campaign trail.
Okay, well, he is almost certainly not going to win in North Carolina. It turns out the only politician who actually can survive this sort of thing is either someone who is currently president, like Bill Clinton, or Donald Trump in an election running against Hillary Clinton. That is the complete list of politicians who have survived this sort of thing in an open race and gone on to win. It just doesn't happen that way. Now, again, if we lived in a normal, non-narcissistic world, at this point, Mark Robinson would say, listen, I got to leave. There's 2 months left till the election. If you put somebody else in, then that person could theoretically win, or at least if they lose, they will lose much more narrowly to Josh Stein in North Carolina. This makes an awful lot of difference, because if Trump loses North Carolina, it is very, very difficult for him to win the presidency. The North Carolina polling right now is extremely, extremely tight. Do you think this helps Trump, or do you think this hurts Trump? And this goes back to what happens in these primaries. I understand that we conservatives, we as Republicans, once the candidate is the candidate, then the candidate is the candidate. However, how many elections are Republicans going to lose because they let a very passionate, small coterie of people in a primary election nominate candidates who then go on to absolutely implode in the general? How many times are they going to do this? Seriously. Hey, I don't understand the logic here. And what it suggests to me is that we need, as a public, this is true for people across the aisle. And right now, by the way, she's losing to Ruben Gallego, according to the latest polling, somewhere between 6 and 14 points. And Ruben Gallego is a far-left Democrat. That seat was occupied by Kyrsten Sinema until 5 seconds ago. I mean, it's still occupied by her, but she's not going to win that race. She's running as independent and then dropped out. So what does that mean? It means that we, the American public, understand that there are certain industries, there are certain parts of life, particularly ones where there's a red light on you, meaning a camera, where people tend to be real narcissists to get into the industry in the first place. And what that means, it tends to draw a subsection of people whose narcissism extends to their own sex life, whose narcissism extends to their own personal relationships. And then that stuff very often tends to come out, which means your radar needs to be super high with regard to this sort of stuff. Your radar needs to be incredibly, again, there's no way you separate ego from politics. This has been true since Plato. There is no way to separate ego from politics. However, in a republic, it is the job of the voter to try to identify the normies. Try to identify the normies. Because these are spaces filled with people who are very self-directed, filled with people who spend an awful lot of time away from their families, filled with people who do not feel the eyes of moral and social institutions upon them. And they go out and they do things, and then we're all surprised. We should be on higher alert for this sort of activity, not lower alert when it comes to our politicians. The person you actually want is your politician. I know I'm railing against the wind right here, because what the American public have demonstrated that they have no actual inclination to do the hard work of electing people who are basically just good administrators, which is pretty much what you want in a politician. I've been saying my entire life, what you want in a politician is someone who makes himself insignificant in your life. It's the only place, truly, in our lives where we try to elect people who we think about constantly. What you really want is a person that you delegate the job to and you never think about it again. Name a day for the last 20 years in American politics where you haven't thought about a politician and what they are thinking about you. We are now in a toxic relationship with our entire political class, or at least large swaths of our political class. And what that means is that if a candidate seems too boring, we're like, oh man, too boring. That person, too competent, too boring. This is true on every side of the aisle, and it's ridiculous. It's truly ridiculous. You wonder how you end up with a national race between Donald Trump, I understand he's the former president, between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is a career-long narcissist who has pole-vaulted her way into the center of national politics without any sort of actual record, without any serious principles. Total narcissist. And yet, that's considered perfectly normal. Meanwhile, there are, in fact, kind of, you know, hard-working, normie Democrats. They do exist. They are out there. They're doing sort of normal governor jobs in the Midwest. Nobody ever thinks about them. The same thing is true in Republican politics. This is not a theater kid forum. This is a place for policy. We'll be back here next week with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Israel says it has carried out an airstrike that killed a senior Hezbollah military official in a densely populated southern neighborhood of the Lebanese capital. It was the deadliest such attack in Beirut in years. President Biden says the U.S. will keep pushing efforts to ease tensions along the Israeli border with Lebanon.
We're continuing to try to do what we tried from the beginning, to make sure that both the people in northern Israel as well as southern Lebanon are able to go back to their homes and go back safely. And the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, our whole team is working with the intelligence community to try to get that done. We're going to keep at it until we get it done, but we've got a way to go.
Also at townhall.com, a Mexican cartel leader's son is convicted of a violent role in a drug trafficking plot.
The son of a Mexican drug cartel leader has been convicted of charges that he used violence to help his father operate one of the country's largest and most dangerous narcotics trafficking organizations. A federal jury in Washington, D.C. deliberated for hours over 2 days before convicting Ruben Oseguera of drug trafficking and gun charges. Oseguera, known as El Menchito, is the son of fugitive Jalisco New Generation cartel boss Nemesio Oseguera, and served as the CJNG cartel's second-in-command before his extradition to the United States in February 2020. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Boeing is replacing the head of its defense and space business. That's the unit that's been saddled with money-losing government contracts and embarrassing failures by its Starliner space capsule. Boeing said Friday that Ted Colbert was removed immediately as president and CEO of Boeing Defense, Space, and Security. He's being replaced temporarily by the division's chief operating officer, Steve Parker. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com.
Meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Now, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older, or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land. It's the place where you get to do so much waiting. You can wait in traffic, drive-thrus. You can even wait at the doctor's in a room specifically made for waiting. It's land, baby. Come and sit patiently for a while, then wait even longer. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing, and it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefinance.com.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on testimony looking into the fatal implosion of the submersible, the Titan.
A paid passenger testified he was on the expedition in 2021 on the submersible, the Titan, to the wreck of the Titanic. The Titan imploded last year on the same trip to the Titanic. Five people died. Fred Hagen says his trip did not go well.
The starboard thruster failed, and we realized that all we could do was spin around in circles, like making right turns.
They never made it Titanic. Hagen testified to the Coast Guard he was aware of the potentially unsafe nature of getting in the experimental submersible. I'm Ed Donahue.
New York Magazine Star Washington correspondent Livia Lutzi is on leave after disclosing she had a personal relationship with a former reporting subject. That's a violation of the magazine's standards, and the magazine said she would not have been allowed to continue covering the campaign if its editors knew. The state status broke the story, saying Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was the person involved. Breaking news at townhall.com. AM radio is one step closer to being required in all new vehicles sold in America. Tayshia Stevens has more.
The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act passed out of the House Energy and Commerce Committee Wednesday by a bipartisan vote. The act now goes to the full House to be scheduled for debate. Supporters say keeping AM radio in cars is vital, not just for news and entertainment, but for safety information in the event of an emergency. Auto manufacturers have increasingly been eliminating AM from late model vehicle dashboards, using the excuse that it doesn't work with electric vehicles. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Stocks drifted around their all-time high as a record-setting week for Wall Street closed on a quieter note. The S&P 500 edged down 0.2% from its record on Friday, and the NASDAQ composite fell 0.4%, the Dow meanwhile adding 38 points, or 0.1%, to its all-time high set on Thursday. You'll find more on these stories, full analysis, and news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, we'll take a look at the latest hoax that the media and the Democrats are pushing to advance their pro-abortion agenda. Also, Kamala Harris has a campaign rally with Oprah, where she launches into what may be, even by her standards, the most cringy and unintelligible ramble we've ever heard from her or anyone else. And adultery is big in the news this week. A prominent political reporter allegedly had a, quote-unquote, personal relationship with RFK Jr. while covering his campaign. And White Dudes for Harris releases their first ad. It's worse than you're expecting. All of that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. We're getting to the point where even most left-wing news outlets are becoming frustrated with how little Kamala Harris is speaking to the press. Axios, for example, reported the other day, exclusive, the Harris-Walz ticket is on pace to do fewer interviews and press conferences than any major party's presidential pairing in modern U.S. history. According to the data, J.D. Vance alone has done 7 times more interviews and press conferences than Kamala and Tim Walz combined. Now, this near-total media blackout makes it all the more important to pay attention to the very few times that Kamala Harris is willing to speak off the cuff. And we had one of those moments earlier this week when Kamala spoke with something called the National Association of Black Journalists, or NABJ. Still not clear why we have a segregated association of black journalists or why politicians think it's important to speak to them, but apparently this is considered to be a worthwhile stop for every candidate. Donald Trump spoke to the NABJ a few weeks ago, and he was heckled throughout his appearance, and the moderators were extremely hostile to him, but he did it anyway. Kamala Harris, on the other hand, was not heckled by the Black Journalists Association or asked any difficult questions. Instead, for roughly an hour, she was allowed to lie repeatedly without being interrupted or corrected a single time, as far as I can tell. And one of those lies was especially egregious. In response to a question about abortion, Kamala Harris suggested that the so-called heartbeat bill in Georgia, which bans abortion after a heartbeat is detected, was to blame for the recent death of a 28-year-old woman named Amber Thurman. And by extension, Kamala Harris implicated Donald Trump, the Supreme Court, and, of course, the entire pro-life movement. Watch.
We need to put the protections of Roe v. Wade back into law. And when that bill gets passed by Congress, I will proudly sign it into law. Understand what is happening in our country. Over 20 states have passed what I call Trump abortion bans, because I understand how we got here. The former president handpicked three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade. They did as he intended, and in state after state, laws have been passed criminalizing health care providers. I don't know if anyone here has heard most recently the stories out of Georgia. Tragic story about a young woman who died because it appears the people who should have given her health care were afraid they'd be criminalized after the Dobbs decision came down.
So first she portrays Donald Trump as nefarious because he handpicked three Supreme Court justices. I guess he was supposed to, what, just draw their names from a hat or something? And then Kamala launches into a narrative that's been making its way throughout the mainstream media in recent days. It originated in an outlet called ProPublica, which is best known for posting a series of recent hit pieces on Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And here's how one news station reported on the story. Watch.
A Georgia woman has been identified as one of the first known deaths related to a lack of abortion care access.
Yeah, that's according to her family and state documentation obtained by nonprofit newsroom ProPublica.
Nonprofit newsroom ProPublica released a report on internal documents it obtained from the Georgia committee tasked with reviewing pregnancy-related deaths. The report indicated the committee, run by the State Department of Health, determined the death of 28-year-old Amber Thurman was likely preventable if she'd had access to abortion care in her home state of Georgia. The report states Amber was going on 8 weeks pregnant at the time. Her family sharing with 11 Alive that she drove to North Carolina to obtain FDA-approved medication to terminate the pregnancy, saying by the time she arrived back to Georgia, she'd started bleeding heavily. According to medical records cited by ProPublica, Amber was rushed to a hospital in metro Atlanta, where doctors noted twice that a DNC procedure should be considered to remove the infection. But the procedure, often used for abortions, wasn't done, not even when Amber became septic.
She was clearly septic, and she was hemorrhaging. She should have had a DNC right then and there.
Vice President Kamala Harris issuing a statement Tuesday, writing in part, "This is exactly what we feared when Roe was struck down, and now women are dying." Advocates of Georgia's abortion law say it has clear exceptions for medical emergencies and includes expanded support for expectant mothers, from broadening Medicaid coverage to expanding maternal health resources like in-home medical visits in rural and underserved areas of the state.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a more absurd and self-contradictory news segment anywhere on television. The report begins by stating that Amber Thurman died because of a lack of abortion care access, quote-unquote, abortion care access, otherwise known as killing your baby. According to this report, Thurman's death was preventable because she drove from Georgia to North Carolina to get an abortion when she was about 9 weeks pregnant with twins. But because of a traffic jam, she missed her appointment, so she was given abortion pills. Then she drove back to Georgia, where she began suffering serious complications from sepsis, which is a potentially fatal response to bacterial infection. And then, according to this report, doctors in Georgia didn't perform a so-called DNC procedure in order to save the life of the mother, waited more than 20 hours before significant intervention, supposedly because they were worried that they might be prosecuted under Georgia's heartbeat law. This is all according to these reports. And then, after all this reporting, they casually mention at the very end of the news report that actually none of this has anything to do with Georgia's heartbeat law, which has clear exceptions in emergencies where the life of the mother is at stake. And that's true. I mean, just that's a fact about what's in the law. Whether you agree or disagree with the law, here's what it says directly from the Georgia Department of Health. Quote, "The law provides that no abortion shall be performed if the unborn child has a detectable human heartbeat except A, in the event of a medical emergency or medically futile pregnancy, or B, in cases involving rape or incest in which an official police report has been filed and where the probable gestational age of the unborn child is 20 weeks or less. The law does not prohibit the removal of a dead unborn child caused by a spontaneous abortion or the removal of an ectopic pregnancy." Now, anyone connecting this incident to the Georgia heartbeat law is lying, and they're doing it in the most flagrant and reprehensible way imaginable. They're using the death of a young woman and her two children in order to defame the pro-life movement. The Atlantic, for example, wrote this, quote, "Some tragedies are impossible to prevent or even to predict. The death of Amber Nicole Thurman was not. She was perhaps the first woman killed by the overturning of Roe v. Wade." Now, for her part, Kamala Harris said in a statement, This young mother should be alive, raising her son and pursuing her dream of attending nursing school. Now women are dying. These are the consequences of Donald Trump's actions. Now, this is a story that Kamala Harris pushes at every opportunity. Yesterday, she sat down with Oprah, for example, and we'll have more with her about her exchange with Oprah later on in the show. But I'm going to show you this part right now because they strongly imply once again that Georgia's law somehow was involved in what happened here. And then they play a montage that contradicts that narrative. Watch.
Amber's case came to light through the reporting of journalist Kavitha Serrana with ProPublica. And so listen to her story.
2 years ago, 28-year-old Amber Nicole Thurman, a medical assistant and a single mother to a six-year-old boy, found out she was pregnant. Amber had just secured her own apartment and was thinking about going to nursing school. She made the decision to terminate her pregnancy. A strict abortion ban had recently taken place in her home state of Georgia, which caused Amber to travel to North Carolina for the procedure. Traffic made her miss the appointment, so the clinic gave her medication, what are known as abortion pills. Once back home, Amber experienced profuse bleeding, vomiting, severe pain. She eventually passed out. Her boyfriend called for an ambulance. At the Georgia hospital, Amber's condition deteriorated quickly. In a rare occurrence, it was discovered her body had not expelled all the fetal tissue and an infection was spreading. Official Georgia State medical expert analysis of her case says Amber should have received a life-saving D&C, but doctors waited 20 hours before deciding to take her to surgery. Amber's blood pressure had taken a dive, her organs had started failing. In the operating room, her heart stopped. On the way to surgery, Amber's last words to her mother were, "Promise me you'll take care of my son."
Now, as Eric Erickson has pointed out, this is not just a hoax. It's also a clear example of projection. But the pro-life movement did not kill this woman. The abortion pill killed her. These drugs are not, in fact, as safe as Tylenol, as Planned Parenthood claims. Researchers have long understood that sepsis is a rare but potentially fatal adverse effect, those are in quotes, of abortion drugs. What can happen is that in some cases, after these drugs kill the child, there's dead tissue that remains because you've killed the child. And that tissue can cause a serious infection if it's not expelled from the body. So the pill can cause the intended death of the child and the unintended death of the mother. Of course, no one at the National Association of Black Journalists pointed this out to Kamala Harris when she spoke with them. Instead, they let her continue to ramble for another minute or so. And then they pivoted to a question about why it's important for her to be joyful. That's how shameless and embarrassing this whole event was. So here's the rest of Kamala Harris's answer, and then we'll play the follow-up question. Watch.
Laws that make no exception even for rape or incest, which means that you're telling a survivor of a crime of a violation to their body that they have no right to make a decision about what happens to their body next, which is immoral. An approach that doesn't take into account that most people, I think, agree you don't have to abandon your faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body. If she chooses, she will talk with her pastor, her priest, her rabbi, her imam. But it should not be the government or Donald Trump telling her what to do about her own body and her life. Because she's smart enough to know what's in her best interest instead of having her government tell her what to do, especially a bunch of people in these state capitals who think they're in a better position to tell her what to do than she is to know what's in her best interest.
Before we conclude, Madam Vice President, Joyful Warrior has been used to describe
your
campaign.
You didn't see that just a minute ago. Okay, and back to my joyful part.
And your opponent and Republicans have at times weaponized you laughing in campaign ads, for example. Why is joy important to you to insert into this election? And what do you make of Republicans using that as a way to suggest that you're not a serious candidate?
So Kamala lies about the death of a young woman and her children in Georgia, and then she says that you're immoral if you think that the government should tell a woman what to do about her own body and her life, even though it's not her body we're talking about, it's the body of the child. She also suggests that the Georgia law bans abortion in cases of rape and incest, which is not true. And instead of any kind of follow-up, she gets asked about her joy. And nobody at this useless organization of black journalists thought to correct the record on Amber Thurman. No one thought to point out that, in fact, the pro-life movement is concerned about the best interests and the body of the child in addition to the mother. In her entire two-minute-long rambling answer, Kamala didn't explain why mothers should be able to kill their children if they determine that it's in their best interests, or explain why the interests of the child is not weighed at all as a factor, or explain how it could be in the interest of the child to be killed. Instead, she simply declared that if you're a Christian or a Muslim or any other religious faith, then killing children isn't really incompatible with your beliefs. And you can just take her word on that. She's an expert on the topic. She celebrates Kwanzaa, after all. There's another Georgia woman mentioned in this report from ProPublica named Candy Miller. She was a 41-year-old mother of three who suffered from diabetes, lupus, and hypertension. Apparently, her health was so fragile that doctors warned that another pregnancy could potentially be fatal. Now, according to ProPublica, when she became pregnant anyway in 2022, quote, she avoided doctors and navigated an abortion on her own. The article continues, Miller ordered abortion pills online, but she did not expel all the fetal tissue and would need a DNC procedure to clear it from her uterus and stave off sepsis, a grave and painful infection. Her teenage son watched her suffer for days after she took the pills, bedridden and moaning. In the early hours of November 12, 2022, her husband found her unresponsive in bed, her three-year-old daughter at her side. An autopsy later found, quote, a lethal combination of painkillers, including the dangerous opioid fentanyl. This situation, again, is being blamed on the pro-life movement and the overturning of Roe. ProPublica, citing a report from a state committee of experts, concluded that this was also a preventable death because they determined that Candy Miller was responding to the Georgia legislation when she ordered the abortion pills online. But again, that doesn't make the Georgia legislation responsible for what happened. If there's a misunderstanding of the law, that's not the law's fault. And if this woman had gone to the hospital instead of taking a lethal combination of painkillers, then doctors could have saved her life. Under Georgia law, there's nothing that would have prevented them from doing that. In reality, abortion pills themselves are what led to the deaths of these women and their children in Georgia. The abortion pills killed all of those people. These mothers' decisions to take the abortion pill is, and the abortion pill itself is what led to everything that happened as a result of taking it. If the abortion pill was not taken, then both of the women would be alive and their children would also be alive. Now, every reasonable person who looks at these cases will come to that conclusion. And yet the Democrats have found a way to make these deaths an indictment of the pro-life movement, an indictment of the people who are against those pills being passed out. And once again, the media is going along with it. This is how the abortion industry gets away with never grappling with or acknowledging the dangers of abortion. And that would be the danger. Obviously, it presents a 100% danger to the child who's being targeted, but also the danger of abortion to the women, to the mothers. Every abortion-related death is somehow transformed into a death caused by a lack of access to abortion. Kamala Harris and the National Association of Black Journalists would rather push this false narrative instead of being honest with women about the consequences of these pills. These are people who would rather see women die than tell them not to kill their children. And as a result, many more women like Candy Miller and Amber Thurman will end up with this same fate, tragically. We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We'll be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show.
So as mentioned, Kamala Harris had an event with Oprah last night. Oprah pretended to interview her, and we were treated to some of the most Kamala Harris answers we've ever heard. And I'll save the worst one for last, or the best one, depending on how you look at it. First, here's Kamala struggling to give an approximation of an answer when she's asked about her plan for the border. It's a good question. Simple, straightforward question. But she struggles to answer it. Let's watch.
When you become president, what would be your specific steps?
Yeah,
of course. What would be your specific steps to strengthening the border?
So it's a wonderful and important question. You know, my background was as a prosecutor, and I was also the elected attorney general for two terms of a border state. So this is not a theoretical issue for me. This is something I've actually worked on. Okay. I have prosecuted transnational criminal organizations for the trafficking of guns, drugs, and human beings. I take very seriously the importance of having a secure border and ensuring the safety of the American people. Sadly, where we are now can be traced most recently back to the fact that when the United States Congress, members of the Congress, including some of the most conservative Republicans, came up with a border security bill. And here's what that border security bill would have done. It would have put 1,500 more border agents at the border. Let me tell you, those border agents are working around the clock. It would have just been about giving them some support and relief, which is probably why the border agents actually endorsed the bill. It would have allowed us to stem the flow of fentanyl. And I'm looking at people from all over the country here, so I don't need to tell the folks who are watching this what fentanyl has done to families, to kids in our country and the need to take seriously stemming the flow coming into our country and addressing that extraordinary and tragic issue in terms of its effect. The bill would have allowed us to have more resources to prosecute transnational criminal organizations. And it would have been part of the solution. And Donald Trump called up those folks and said, don't put that bill on the floor for a vote.
So to answer Justin's question, now that that bill has gone and hasn't passed, will you reintroduce that?
Absolutely. And when I am elected president of the United States, I will make sure that bill gets to my desk.
Okay, so a few things here. She doesn't answer the question. She's asked what she'll do to fix the border. Simple question. Good question. The answer is a long, winding discourse about how the border problems are Trump's fault. Never actually gives her own plan. Needs Oprah to come in at the end and answer the question for her, acting like literally as her spokeswoman. But notice something else. She begins her answer by saying that she has worked on this problem because she was the Attorney General of California. But wait a second. You worked on this problem as Attorney General of California, you say, but I thought, didn't you work on this problem as vice president? Why didn't you say you worked on the problem in the role that you currently have? That's an odd thing. Well, why didn't you say that? Well, because everyone knows the problem is worse now.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm John Welsh. And I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts organizations.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Us. A better us.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. You know, it's like when I was 19 or whatever, and I was interviewing for a job at, I think it was maybe Home Depot, and I gave three, you know, references from previous employers, but I did not include my most recent job as a reference. And of course, the interviewer asked me about that, and the reason I didn't include it is because I got fired from that job. So we're going to skip over the thing I did most recently, and I'll tell you about stuff from a couple of years ago. How about that? And I still got the job because, you know, they'll. Whatever. But it's a similar kind of thing, but much worse in this case. When you're skipping over the most recent job you had, when you're trying to, when you're trying to explain why you should get a new job and you're going back to jobs from years ago, but skipping the one that you actually have right now, well, that tells us something about how you performed in that job. A couple of other moments. Let's go here. This is Kamala talking about being a gun owner and using language and a tone here that we have not seen from her in the past when it comes to this particular issue. Let's watch.
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
And somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that. But my staff will deal with that later.
Yeah. Yeah, so funny. Laugh it up there, Chuckles. So you support gun rights for yourself, but not for the rest of us. That's what you're saying. That's the hilarious joke here she's going to protect her house with a gun because she's important. She basically admits her hypocrisy because she says that her staff isn't going to, you know, she shouldn't have said that. Her staff's going to have to deal with it. But what do you mean they're going to have to deal with it? Why is it a problem that you said that? Trump could say something like that and his staff would not be upset. It wouldn't be something he had to deal with later, because saying that you would shoot an intruder in your home is a totally normal thing. It's not controversial. Nearly every American citizen feels the same way. It's only a problem for you, and you're aware that it's a problem for you because in your case, it's hypocritical because you're a gun-grabbing tyrant. So she's essentially admitting that. Finally, we get to the grand finale. I don't know what the question was that sparked this ramble. But it's long, as you would expect from anything that Kamala Harris says. It is long and entirely empty of meaning. We kind of have to watch the whole thing because it is something to behold. This is Kamala Harris. If you had to summarize Kamala Harris in 2 minutes, you would do it with this right here. Watch.
We love our country. I love our country. I know we all do. That's why everybody's here right now. We love our country. We take pride in the privilege of being American. And this is a moment where we can and must come together as Americans, understanding we have so much more in common than what separates us. Let's come together with the character that we are so proud of about who we are, which is we are an optimistic people. We are an optimistic people. Americans, by character, are people who have dreams and ambitions and aspirations. We believe in what is possible. We believe in what can be. And we believe in fighting for that. That's how we came into being. Because the people before us understood that one of the greatest expressions for the love of our country, one of the greatest expressions of patriotism, is to fight for the ideals of who we are, which includes freedom to make decisions about your own body, freedom to be safe from gun violence, freedom to have access to the ballot box, freedom to be who you are and just be, to love who you love openly and with pride, freedom to just be. And that's who we are. We believe in all that. And so this is a moment where we stand knowing what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against. It's what we're fighting for.
Thank you. Thank you. Madam Vice President.
What? I think that Oprah kind of sums it up at the end. She goes, I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Hello, everyone. For all of you who suffer from calcium oxalate stones, here is some free advice. Tip one, drink plenty of water. It takes a lot of water to dilute and pass the substances that lead to stones. Tip two, modify your diet. You'll need to limit sodium, cut your meat.
Tired of difficult lifestyle changes that often don't work? If you suffer from calcium oxalate stones, now there's help. KidneyCop, calcium oxalate protector. Add KidneyCop to your routine as a way to potentially reduce or even stop the formation of calcium oxalate stones. KidneyCop is a dietary supplement developed by doctors and pharmacists. It's been proven in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. Just take KidneyCop. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. Yes, you can start enjoying life again. Purchase KidneyCop at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com today.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
She's trying to do the speech at the end of the inspirational Disney movie from the 90s. You know, she's trying to do that. And you can almost hear the piano music that she must be hearing in her head while she's saying this. But she can't even get that right because she lacks the necessary coherence because she's a moron. So she's trying to do something vapid and cliched, which would be bad enough, but she can't. That is a level beyond what she's capable of achieving because she's so stupid. I mean, just one line from that ramble. She says, "Let's come together with the character that we are so proud of about who we are. Let's come together with the character that we're so proud of about who we are." That doesn't mean, it literally means nothing. I don't know how to interpret that. I'm not even trying to be, intentionally obtuse to make a point about, I don't know what she's trying to say. I really don't. It's pure abject nonsense. Very, very dumb. Only a very dumb person is capable of saying something like that. It's so dumb that it makes you feel like you're having a stroke when you listen to it. This is, people say that it's word salad. This is not word salad. These are words fed into a wood chipper. This is linguistic mass murder. This is a vocabulary genocide. She's slaughtering words, not making a mere salad of them. And this is the thing about Kamala's circuitous, disjointed, digressions. It's nonsensical and vapid and quite verbose in the emptiest and most shallow way possible. But at the core of it, to the extent that she's saying anything at all, what she's saying is also twisted and evil. Because the only parts of this ramble that made any sense, the only parts that, when I say make sense, I mean are intelligible. The only parts that were intelligible were the parts where she says that America is built on abortion, gay marriage, and gun confiscation. That's like the three things that the founders of our country either specifically repudiated in the case of gun confiscation, or in the case of the other two, never repudiated because they were so unthinkable in those days that they didn't need to be addressed. And certainly three things that are not rights enumerated in the Constitution. And yet these are the rights, the freedoms that Kamala Harris says the entire country is built on. Nonsensical and evil. That's everything she says is kind of a cocktail of nonsense and evil. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors. All right, folks, let's talk about something that should keep you up at night, the left's insatiable appetite for your hard-earned money. With these massive tax hikes being proposed in Washington, we're looking at almost 40% top income tax rate, a 7% increase to the corporate tax, and, get this, a capital gains tax on unrealized gains. Oh, and they want to add almost $2 trillion to an already staggering $2 trillion deficit. This is madness. Now, you might be thinking it's time to get more of your savings tax-sheltered and inflation-sheltered. This is where Birch Gold Group comes in. These are folks I trust, and they can help you convert your IRA or 401k into a gold IRA. The best part, you don't pay a dime out of pocket. Here's what you got to do. Text Walsh to 989898. You'll get a free info kit on gold, and if you act before September 30th, you'll be eligible for a limited edition 24-karat gold-plated truth bomb on qualifying purchases. In a time of high taxes and high inflation, protect your savings with gold from Birch Gold. Text Walsh to the number 989898. For your free info kit today, that's Walsh to 989898. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. You might remember that a few months ago, when Democrats were desperately trying to manufacture enthusiasm for Kamala Harris after the coup that overthrew Joe Biden, they held several Zoom calls involving celebrities that were segregated by race and gender, and they were all pretty humiliating. But one of these Zoom calls managed to stand apart above the rest. It was its own category of embarrassing and unwatchable. I'm referring to the White Dudes for Harris video call, which I talked about on the show at the time. It was basically a procession of beta males and washed up actors who simultaneously expressed their love for Kamala Harris and their deep, profound regret for being white. Here's a, just a mercifully short excerpt of it in case you've wiped it from your memory like everyone else has or would like to. Watch.
Also, quick observation. They have Kid Rock, Kevin Sorbo, and a dolphin aficionado. And we have the Hulk, Samwise Gamgee, Luke Skywalker, and Mayor Pete. Just on this Zoom. That's pretty damn cool.
Josh Gad did as well, and many more.
What a variety of whiteness we have here. We got the dude, we got Pete. It's like a rainbow of beige.
So I'm pretty sure that's a guy named Bradley Whitford who starred in The West Wing. And as you just heard, he appeared to come up with the term rainbow of beige on the spot to describe all the white dudes lining up for Harris on a Zoom call. Pete Buttigieg, Sam from Lord of the Rings, the dude from Big Lebowski, all part of this rainbow. Now, you might have thought that a rainbow was you know, something of that comprised of many different colors by definition. That's like what a rainbow is. But apparently, in this case, we have a rainbow of just beige, he's saying. And I don't know, maybe Pete Buttigieg makes it a rainbow because he's gay and LGBTQ activists have co-opted the rainbow for their own purposes. Maybe this is one of those metaphors that doesn't make any sense. I think it's more the latter. But in any event, rainbow of beige is certainly the weirdest way to refer to a bunch of white people that's ever been uttered in the English language. And not even catchy. You know, it's just a terrible line all the way around. If you were an organizer of this Zoom call, you'd obviously want to forget that the whole thing happened in the first place. But you definitely unequivocally want to make sure that nobody ever uttered the phrase rainbow of beige ever again. It was probably the low light of the single most cringeworthy Zoom call of all time. And I say the most cringeworthy Zoom call of all time, and that includes the one that Jeffrey Toobin attended. But someone out there with a lot of money apparently disagrees with my assessment, and that person or group of individuals has created something called the Rainbow of Beige Pack. Yes, apparently someone on the Zoom call thought the term rainbow of beige was so compelling that they started a whole political action committee based around that name. They're raising money and everything else. And apparently one of the lead organizers, a guy named Ross Rocchetto, used to work for Julian Castro. They have a website at whitedudesforharris.com, which announces, quote, "We know that as white dudes, we have both a strong and positive role to play in America's shared future." And along with the website, they're also releasing political advertisements in an apparent attempt to appeal to other white males with very low testosterone. And I promise you that no matter how low your expectations are for this advertisement, the first one from White Dudes for Harris was released this week. However low your expectations are, it is even worse than that. Here it is.
Hey, white dudes. So I think we're all pretty sick of hearing how much we suck. Every time you go online, it's the same story. We're the problem. And yeah, some white dudes are. Trump and all his MAGA buddies are out there making it worse, shouting nonsense in their stupid red hats and acting like they speak for us when they don't. All they've ever done is screw us over. But if you're not on the MAGA train, where do you go? Isn't it just swapping out one crappy option for another? Then it hit me. This isn't about picking teams. It's about who's got a plan that's going to make life better for me and my family. I've been doing my own research and decided to check out Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And before you jump down my throat, they're actually talking to guys like us. No lectures, no BS. Just real solutions to protect our freedoms and help us take care of the people who matter. And honestly, I think Harris and Walz are the ones to make that happen. End of the day, you're your own man. It's your call. But if anyone gives you crap about it, tell them it's none of their damn business.
So this is an ad that's supposed to appeal to white men. And, you know, because it says damn and crap. And that really impresses us. You know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to vote for Kamala Harris. I kind of, you know, I was actually leaning against it, voting for her, it might shock you to learn. But then they put that ad out and they said damn and crap. And I said, you know what? These people, they get me. They really do. I think I gotta take the plunge here. So it's an ad for white men, but even the ad that is for men, supposedly, begins by trashing white men. So even in an ad where they're supposed to appeal, they still spend the first 20 seconds, like, acknowledging that, yeah, some men are terrible. Right, fellas? They can't even just pander to men for a minute. They've got to set aside, you know, a third of the ad, for the purposes of trashing men. So, other than masochists, that's not going to win over a lot of converts, but it's apparently how Kamala Harris supporters think they're going to win this election. And by the way, it's also because the ad isn't really for men, you know? It's for women. Everything Kamala Harris' campaign does is for women. And so this is an ad that liberal white women will think appeals to white men. It's like basically for a liberal woman who's married, it's an ad that she can see and then go, oh, my husband will love this. This will convince my husband to vote for Kamala. Here, honey, come look at this ad. You'll love this ad. That's really what it's supposed to do. So you can imagine what the comments are below this video, but just for fun, here's a sampling. Quote, is the target audience for this ad gay guys in NYC? Because otherwise I'm not sure if the ad makers have ever met white guys before. Another one says, Democrats don't be overtly racist for even a single day challenge. Impossible. Then there's this quote, I am a non-binary, polynormative, racially ambiguous, Wolfkin Satanist, neuroatypical, non-masculine person. Is there room for me in this movement? My wife's boyfriend told me about this excellent campaign, and I want to help in any way I can. I'll be ready to knock on doors as soon as the monkeypox on my face clears up. So they managed to reach that demographic. There's also a bunch of people who seem to think that it's a parody because there's no way an advertisement could possibly be this bad. Quote, I thought this was a parody, LMAO, the Kamala campaign is really bad at this whole making ads thing. One more says, quote, this is a stupid ad meant for misinformed, gullible people who feel shame for being white. It's the definition of racism. The account, The Rabbit Hole, which uploads a lot of charts on X, had one chart for this occasion as well. You can see it here. It shows that young men between the ages of 18 and 29 are fleeing the Democrat Party. As recently as 2016, more than half of young men said that they identify with or lean towards the Democrat Party. Now that number sits at just 39%. So they lost about 12% support in a key demographic that historically has been extremely left of center. And that's obviously concerning to Democrats, which is why they're organizing these Zoom calls and producing advertisements like this. As the organizer of White Dudes for Harris put it on X, quote, we're talking directly to the white men and creating space for folks who've traditionally been ignored by the left. So they do acknowledge that the left is ignoring white people, but that's actually not exactly what's happening, because the left isn't ignoring white people so much as actively demonizing them. It's deriding them on the basis of their skin color at every opportunity. And this ad does exactly the same thing. It explicitly derides them in the beginning, and then the rest of it is insulting and demeaning to the intelligence of white people. So in some ways, white men are finally getting a taste of the patronizing, pandering, explicit race-based and demographic-based pandering that every other demographic group has been treated to for many years from the left. And I think, which is why after you experience that, it's like, I'd much rather be ignored. Okay. Can you go back to ignoring that we exist as a white man? Ignore that we exist. I'd much prefer that. If nothing else, this ad abundantly clear that Democrats still have no idea how to speak to men. Even when they're trying to appeal to young men, they end up saying that a lot of them are evil because of their skin color. Then they say that even though you're an evil white guy, you should vote for Kamala Harris anyway because she can supposedly fix the economy, the same economy that she's effectively been running for the past 4 years. So it's quite a pitch. What's going on here is pretty clear. Democrats like Kamala Harris are trying to shore up their weaknesses among critical demographic groups ahead of the election. They think they're losing badly among these groups in swing states, so they're dialing the pandering up to 11. But it's not something they can really fake. It's like they don't actually know how to interact with normal human beings, whether they're gun owners or young white males, as we saw with the gun owner clip earlier, or whatever it is. So they're coming off extremely patronizing and inauthentic instead. Now, I made this point before, but Donald Trump, he's not popular with gun owners simply because he tells Oprah that he'll personally shoot anyone who breaks into his home, as Kamala Harris said last night to Oprah. He's not popular with young white people because he constantly berates them over their skin color or because he has a lot of washed up actors on his side. Donald Trump is popular because he talks to voters as if they're human beings, not complete morons. Unlike Kamala, he actually believes certain things. He doesn't change his entire ideology in order to win votes. And he shows an authenticity that is like the main thing that resonates with voters, especially the voters that Kamala's pandering to with that ad. The problem is that Kamala isn't authentic, and she also isn't a very convincing actor, and her surrogates apparently aren't much better at the job either. This is why their grand plan to appeal to white men is to talk about beige rainbows and how much white men suck. Even when they're desperate for votes, they still can't hide their disdain. And that is why the White Dudes for Harris, along with every other racially segregated organization promoting Kamala Harris, is today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Biden is refusing to give up on the idea of peace in the Middle East. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president was asked if it's realistic to pursue a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas with the recent violence and ongoing military action.
If I ever said it's not realistic, we might as well leave. A lot of things don't look realistic until we get them done. We have to keep at it.
Speaking at the start of a cabinet meeting, Mr. Biden said his administration is working to make sure the people in northern Israel and southern Lebanon are able to safely return to their homes. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at townhall.com, Hezbollah confirms the death of a military commander.
The Israeli military said it killed the leader of Hezbollah's elite Radwan forces unit, Ibrahim Aqil, in one of the deadliest strikes in Beirut in years. The strike flattened two apartment buildings in a densely populated neighborhood in Beirut's southern suburbs, and the death toll is mounting as people are still searching for bodies trapped under the rubble. The strike comes a day after Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah vowed to retaliate after 2 days of explosions that targeted Hezbollah's pagers and walkie-talkie devices across the country. Those attacks and the strike have heightened fears across Lebanon that over 11 months strikes between Hezbollah and Israel could now scale up into all-out war.
Correspondent Kareem Chahabib reporting from Beirut. Authorities say a judge in rural Kentucky County was shot and killed at a local courthouse Thursday. The local sheriff was charged in the shocking slaying. The governor said the judge was fatally shot in his chambers, and police said the sheriff opened fire following an argument. State police say District Judge Kevin Mullins was hit multiple times in the shooting. The judge was pronounced dead at the scene. The preliminary investigation indicates that Letcher County Sheriff Sean M. Steins was taken into custody at the scene without incident and charged with murder. You'll find more news and analysis and more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey. And how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date?
with a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Russell.
Break-ins and thefts can happen at any small business, no matter how tight the security. Here's more from correspondent John Scott.
In the retail sector alone, more than half of small businesses say they have been victims of shoplifting in the prior year. That's according to a 2022 survey of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And break-ins and thefts occur across all sectors. So it's important for small business owners to prepare in advance and have a plan for dealing with a break-in or theft in order to minimize damage. John Scott reporting.
Former President Donald Trump has spoken to Jewish donors and an organization gathered to focus on efforts to fight anti-Semitism. Trump's appearances Thursday came on the same day that an explosive CNN report detailed how one of his allies running for North Carolina governor made a series of racial and sexual comments on a website where he's also referred to himself as a, quote, black Nazi. Trump says he will be the best friend Jewish Americans ever had in the White House. Breaking news at townhall.com. The great cat went on his biggest adventure alone, traveling hundreds of miles. Correspondent Jennifer King reports on a lost cat's two-month, 900-mile journey home.
Benny and Suzanne Angiano are pondering a mystery. How did their cat make it nearly 900 miles from Wyoming to Roseville, California? In June, the couple brought their two cats on an RV trip from Salinas, California to Yellowstone National Park. Rainbow, a gray, slightly cross-eyed Siamese mix, was startled by something and ran into the nearby trees.
The tightness of the leash on the collar broke the collar away when he landed.
The couple looked for days before they had to leave.
You just don't leave your kid. I mean, even though he's a cat, he's my baby.
2 months later, they got word from a microchip company that their cat was found on the street and brought into the SPCA in Roseville outside Sacramento. A little the worse for wear. I'm Jennifer King.
Our thanks to Jennifer King for that special report. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm John Welsh, and I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro arts organizations.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes?
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Monday as we have Political Day. That's right, we have candidates on Monday. The first is Dolores Lucero at 7:30, who is running for the Shasta County Office of Education. At 8 o'clock is Courtney Harmon, who's running for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Let's find out what they want to accomplish if elected. All of this Monday, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Another reporter woman, I have been saying forever, they're sleeping with each other and they just want to have sex with the Democrat Party candidates. And this kind of, sort of, entirely looks like that. And I'll get into that because now Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's married to that lady from Curb Your Enthusiasm, and not his first marriage, and reporter lady, it's a terrible story. They're saying, oh, no, we're just friends. It's the old we're just friends thing. That's what you tell your spouse when you're lying to them, I think. But we got that coming up. And just the news media and the Democrat Party, as usual, as behaving as they always behave in that amazing stuff. So we got that one coming up. Now, yesterday, our last hour on the air, we learned that a Democrat in Alaska had been arrested because he had threatened to murder six Supreme Court justices. Supreme Court justice and family members too, because the Democrat Party, Chuck Schumer and the others and the news media have whipped people up into such a frenzy that they want to murder you. You'd think that they shot President Trump through the ear. They got another sniper outside the fence line at the golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida. And now we got a Democrat over here who is threatening to murder six members, you'll never guess which six, members of the Supreme Court. One is a very racist attack, but they won't say who. They leave it to you to guess. It might be Ketanji Brown Jackson, who doesn't know what a woman is. But I doubt it, because Democrats, you know, they're the party of ropes and trees and lynching and the bullwhip and the plantation. I heard screaming and bullwhips cracking. That was the Democrat Party they're talking about there. But this guy threatening to murder six members of the Supreme Court on the heels of the assassination attempts on President Trump. And, of course, this is the party that sent the Bernie Sanders volunteer, James Hodgkins. And I'm not saying the senior members of the party dispatched him, but they inspired him through their vitriol and their hatred to show up and shoot Congressman Steve Scalise on a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. And of course, they rioted and looted and burned city after city after city and overturned police cars and attacked police stations and courthouses and the White House and set the Church of the Presidents on fire. What else they do, Michael? They do a lot of violence and shooting and mayhem. The would-be assassin that showed up at Brett Kavanaugh's house that wanted to murder Brett Kavanaugh some time ago. You'd think after a while maybe the Democrat Party would have earned a reputation, bada boom, as a violent party, as a politically violent criminal party. Between Brett Kavanaugh and now this guy with six wants to murder six. The other guy at Brett Kavanaugh's house, he wanted to murder three Supreme Court justices. And where is he now? Is he running for office in his home state? Because, you know, the Democrats love to take these people and run them for office. Yeah, Democrat Party is a violent, murderous, bloodthirsty lot. And they've got a long, long history of this, by the way, from Sheriff Bull Connor and Governor Orville Faubus and Governor George Wallace. And the Democrat Party. They're not the good guys. Boy, are they not the good guys. Not by a long shot. So I want to talk about that a bit. I just talked about it some now. But the Democrat Party, I think they've earned a reputation. They deserve a reputation. And they ought to have. They do, my mind, and in our radio studio, the Democrat Party does have the reputation that they've earned and that the reputation that they deserve as a violent, racist, criminal organization so often, so very, very often. I mean, honestly, how many politicians do you have to shoot? And, of course, you know, that started with Abraham Lincoln way back when, the Democrat Party angry about having their slaves taken away from them. Democrat Party, amazing stuff. And speaking of the Democrat Party, who else do they love other than racists and mentally ill people and criminals? They do love criminals. They hate the police and they love criminals. Amazing stuff. But they also hate Americans. Oh, yeah, that's the one category of people they hate. They hate Americans. But you know who they love? They love illegal alien child rapists. That's the illegal alien child rapists. They're on the, naughty or nice list. They're on the nice list for the Democrat Party because Congresswoman Nancy Mace introduced legislation yesterday in the House of Representatives. And this legislation would hold accountable illegal aliens in the country who have been nabbed for sex crimes, usually involving sexual assault. Usually, but not always, on a woman and very often on children. And Nancy Mace introduced this legislation that would deport illegal aliens that are sex offenders. When they commit sex crimes, we would deport them. Hey, wait a minute. You're an illegal alien. You're in the country illegally and you came in illegally and now you're here illegally. And then once here, you committed a sex crime or multiple sex crimes, and the bill went to the floor because Speaker Mike Johnson brought it to the floor for a vote, and all the Republicans voted in favor of the bill that would deport illegal alien sex offenders, right? Violence, and it's the bill, the Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act. Is that an acronym? Do you think we got VAWBAI. I'm going to have to work on that, see if it's a good acronym. But it's the amazing thing is that 158 Democrats voted against the bill, which is an expression of their intent. It's an expression of their views. And the leftists, radical extremist leftists, are saying, oh, well, this bill was just posturing by the Republicans. Well, the Democrats revealed their posture, and 158 of them jumped to the defense of illegal alien sex criminals because Democrats love sex crimes. It's like it reminds me of the Blazing Saddles thing when they're recruiting people for the raid on Rock Ridge, and they're getting all the bad guys, the rustlers and criminals of all kinds. Amazing stuff. Mm-mm-mm. But this is kind of the Democrat Party. Again, they've taken all the stuff that used to be comedy, and they've made it policy in the 21st century.
Qualifications.
Rape, murder, arson, and rape.
You said rape twice.
I like rape.
Charming.
See, that's your Democrat Party on Capitol Hill yesterday. That's who they are. They're recruiting for the raid on Rock Ridge. And the Democrats, 158 of them, signed up with Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles gang of rough riders. Just amazing stuff. So they got 158 votes in favor of illegal alien rapists because the Democrats are pro-rape. It's rape, murder, arson, and rape, right? And the Democrats, they commit arson all over the place. They should have thrown looting in there because the Democrat Party loves looting. And who do you think shooting all these people in Chicago and Washington, D.C. and Baltimore? That ain't MAGA country, as Juicy Smollett might say, to paraphrase Juicy Smollett. Just amazing stuff. So that's quite a remarkable story, that the Democrats, 158 of them, when asked, hey, would you deport illegal aliens that are busted for sex crimes against women? And they said, no, murder, arson, and rape, because the Democrat Party is a nightmare to civilization. They're Hamas. They're our own personal Hamas. Just amazing stuff. Yeah, and I mentioned this New York Magazine reporter, Olivia Nuzzi, her name is Nuzzi, put on leave for, quote, personal relationship, end quote, with RFK Jr. Now, if they're just friends and they have a sandwich together every now and then, why would New York Magazine put her on leave? That's what I'm wondering. That's pretty strict policy they've got there, huh? Wow, you guys really are strict. What, do you run by nuns or something? I don't think that's the case. And she's married to Ryan Lizza, his name is Lizza, that large African-American woman. That's Lizzo. You think they're related? Could be a relation of any kind. I'm not sure. Ryan Lizza, he's having a bad day today because he's waking up to all these stories about how his wife, the New York Magazine reporter Olivia Nuzzi, is on leave, been put on leave against her wishes by New York Magazine because of her, quote, wink, wink, personal relationship with RFK Jr. For how long have I been talking about this? This is the relationship between the Democrat Party. And this started last year before he jumped ship and went with Trump. She had to break it off after that. That's probably why they decided to suspend her, because RFK Jr. now supports Trump. That's probably what did her in right there. Amazing stuff. But again, Olivia Nuzzi, married to Ryan Lizza, having a bad day today. And because, you know, boink, boink, and that's, what do you think, good journalism? She was performing acts of journalistic gratification upon him, apparently, so they had to suspend her. Amazing stuff. Yeah, and they're having a bad day, I'm thinking. And RFK Jr., he's married also to a woman. He's got a woman as a wife. And they're probably having a bad day, too, because of this personal relationship leading to a suspension. But they say, oh, no, it's not sexual. We just get suspended for talking to each other, because that's the thing. Don't run a black light over them, though, because that's pretty amazing stuff. Mm-mm-mm. And then the fake professor, the racists, the media racist pundit, Michael Eric Dyson, making extremely inappropriate advances toward Congresswoman Nancy Mace. He think he's gonna get some, and that's fine, because this is what Democrats do. This is how, you know, they spread monkeypox and other things like that. They're like that. Mm-mm-mm. And there's this crazy, you see this African-American Republican in North Carolina, Mark Robinson. He's been accused of some pretty nasty stuff. He says it's not true, but he's a Republican, so he's toast before it begins. I've got that coming up. And a D.C. business owner chased out a Venezuelan Uber Eats delivery driver and was yelling at him to learn to speak English. So he's facing prison time, and the city's shutting down his business because he used harsh words toward a Venezuelan. Is he an illegal alien? The news media doesn't care because they're Democrats. They haven't even asked. Not a thing. And in California, the university police, they want more ammo, more guns, and more drones. That's got a lot of liberals really upset, because they want to be able to riot against the Jews and burn and loot places without consequence. You know, they've gotten used to it. And why do they hate elephants in Zimbabwe, huh?
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Football season is here, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. Season-long fantasy takes so much time, but on Prize Picks, you can pick a new lineup every day. The app is really simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projections, and you could win up to 100 times your money. On Prize Picks, you can still cash out, even if the lineup isn't perfect, and all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Not only that, but Prize Picks is the only online fantasy app with injury insurance. If one of your players goes down in the first half, Prize Picks doesn't count it as a loss. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code PLANT and get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code COMBO, or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code COMBO.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text COMBO to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
In Chicago, they give all the illegal aliens in schools really good grades. because they don't want to impede their progress in life, you know, headed into gang warfare. You need a Chicago public school education. Have that coming up. So they give them fake good grades because they're racists. It's the soft bigotry of low expectations. Let's grab a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Gary calling from Newton Falls, Ohio. Gary, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, this is bucket list stuff. I'm really thrilled to speak with you. I'm your biggest fan, or certainly at least one of them. Hey, I want to get to what I'm doing, but I want to ask you a quick question first. Do you remember Kamala, the Ugandan giant, the wrestler?
Kamala, the Ugandan giant, a professional wrestler. Only very vaguely. I remember when Kamala first came out of the scene that, the wrestler made a brief... his name came back for a while. That is funny. I'm going to go look up Kamala the wrestler now.
Do yourself a favor. Hey, here's what I was getting at, though. That hog feeding with Oprah and Kamala. I didn't have the stomach to watch it, but I know that one of the things she said is that she got a gun. She's packing, and she will shoot me if I go into her house. Now, here's my question that I asked your screener. When she was the district attorney of California, how many citizens of the state of California, legal gun owners, did she prosecute for doing exactly that?
She's not on the side of the Second Amendment, and she's been giving this, I own a gun, and Tim Walz owns a gun. He went to Iraq with it, and it's a weapon of war, and they lie about everything. If I had been Orca last night or anybody there, I would have asked her, well, what kind of gun do you own? And did you have a background check? And do you keep it under lock and key or in a safe in your home? And aren't you protected by the Secret Service?
And do you have more training than Alec Baldwin?
Maybe more training than Alec Baldwin.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Gary. You know, guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin kills people.
Alec Baldwin does. A little trigger security. Little trigger discipline. You know, you'd learn that in the first day on the range.
You know, we have that. Yeah, keep your finger off the trigger until there's something you want to, you actually want to shoot. I'm glad you brought it. This is a great call, Gary. I'm really glad you called in. I'm glad that you checked off something else on your bucket list, too. That's wonderful. Yeah, we have that Kamala audio for you today.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Young Eagles rally at Benton Field. Young people can get free airplane flights Saturday, September 28th between 8:30 and noon. Local volunteer pilots will take young people ages 8 to 17 for flights. Meet at the EAA Quonset Hut, 2955 South Street, just off Platt. Parents or legal guardian must fill out the registration. Pre-registration is required at yeda.org. Sign up today at yedaY.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My yellow tenderness.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Aksum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Aksum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Goldleaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Where else would you be if you're not on the ground? But they love that on the ground stuff. And so here is Jake Tapper talking to a reporter about what's going on now in Lebanon, now that things have gotten really weird. First the pagers, then the two-way radios, then the cell phones, and now hitting them where they live. Know what I mean? Exploding, and where the explosion's coming from, I'll let CNN explain.
Another shocking story coming out of Lebanon that's breaking right now. 2 days ago, pagers belonging to members of Hezbollah were simultaneously detonated. And yesterday, walkie-talkies all over the country began exploding in another wave of what appears to be Israeli retaliations. But just moments ago, in a truly surreal twist, the rectums of goats all over the country exploded at the same time, killing an additional 1,800 people and injuring thousands of others, as well as killing countless goats.
Countless goats. Now, you got to be worried about the goats more than the terrorists, I think, but goats all over. It's just amazing. It's a terrible, terrible story. And how the poor goats, let's start with that, because, you know, but it does, it turns them into kebabs right away. You just, chunks of charred meat flying through the air. You can just hold up a pointed wooden stick and get your lunch, because the exploding goats, it's a step saver, really. And that's, they're blaming Israel for the explosive devices in the rectums of the goats. I assume, anyway, because that's the, and if you Google this stuff, that's GTS. If you Google this stuff, then there are some other funny goat stories too. I don't often Google goat stories, but goats are all over California, and firefighters couldn't be happier. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Yeah, what is this? In California, things have gotten really weird. There are goats everywhere, and the firefighters couldn't be happier, but the goats are not so happy. The goats are nervous because the firefighters are chasing them around in the tall grass. That's another. California's just getting weirder and weirder, isn't it? I'm telling you. You're a Democrat party. And I don't really think that goat rectums are exploding all over Lebanon. But this AI, and it looks so perfectly realistic. In fact, maybe we should even share it with the nice people on Al Gore's amazing internet, so that people can share it with their Democrat Party family members and things. The exploding goats. You know, the Democrats, they've become the party of anti-Semites, Seventh-day, it's kind of sad. And of presidential assassins. Well, they were always the party of presidential assassins, let's be honest. And they become the party of terrorists terrorizing the Supreme Court. Chuck Schumer helped, though. And I helped. Chuck Schumer's out there. You will reap the whirlwind. You will pay the price. Gorsuch calls him Gorsuch, and who else did he threaten? He's threatening all. Oh yeah, Kavanaugh. Of course, it was Kavanaugh. How dare I? So many threats to remember. You're a Democrat Party. They're unwell, aren't they?
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
And they all scream like Arab troops, like attacking the Turkish troop train in Lawrence of Arabia. What is with the Democrat Party? What happened to them? Looting, plundering, shooting. Next thing you know, they're going to be massacring elephants in Zimbabwe. I don't understand Democrats anymore. They used to be comparatively normal. Well, you know, still pretty freaky, but within the parameters of more or less normal. That became a violent terrorist criminal. Well, of course, they were always the party of terrorists, weren't they? You know, they created the White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, their boy Nathan Bedford Forrest, and they created the Students for a Democratic Society and the Weather Underground, the Weathermen, and the Symbionese Liberation Army, and the, well, okay, never mind. They've always been the party of terrorism. And they continue, let me just say, they continue to be the party of terrorism. And don't let them near your goats, for the love of... let's grab another phone call, Michael. Let's go to Marianne, calling from St. Augustine, Florida, listening on the great 102.1 WFOY. Marianne, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Good morning. Hey, I wanted to thank you for my morning laughter. I laugh forever when you're on in the mornings. But the reason I'm calling is you mentioned 158 Democrats voting against a bill to deport illegals who commit sex crimes.
Yes.
And I went online and I looked that up, and I wanted to know who they were. They're all listed there on www.newsweek.com. And I'm originally a Democrat. I'm no longer a Democrat. I'm originally from Massachusetts, born and raised in Boston. And I was sad to see, I counted at least four representatives from Massachusetts on the list. And I guess the point I wanted to make was that there was a quote in there from someone named Premila Jayapal.
Yes.
And she said that they were demonizing illegals and weaponizing, with her own words, she admits in her comment that it is a crime to commit a sexual offense. And she said they're weaponizing immigrants for the crime of sexual offenses. Don't quote me exactly. But she admits in her own words that it's a crime. And I find it appalling, although I shouldn't be appalled by the way things are going lately in our country, that 158 representatives could vote against something that is intended to protect women and children and victims of domestic abuse. So I guess I appreciate you bringing that up. I am a victim of sexual assault, and I see a women's rights being whittled away over and over every day. As you frequently mentioned, they're trying to erase women. They allow men in ladies' locker rooms. They allow men to play on women's sports teams. They allow men to enter into ladies' restrooms. And now it's okay to keep illegals in the country that commit violent crimes against women. So I'm very sorry for the Democratic Party. I used to be a Democrat. I'm not any longer.
Yeah.
And thank you for everything you bring to our attention that's very, very important during these times.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. And I'm very happy that you called in. I'm very happy that you escaped Boston for St. Augustine, Florida, that you escaped the Democratic Party for a place that is much more sane and rational and honest and truthful. And you're right, the insane, speaking of insane, Premila Jayapal, who is one of the squad members, and the squads, they're all anti-American commies and racists and anti-Semites and the mainstream of the Democrat Party. And she accused Republicans of scapegoating immigrants and attempting to weaponize the crime of domestic violence. Attempting to weaponize the crime of domestic violence, she said. Appearing to...
She said she calls it a crime right there.
Right. When she says, and I mean, this is they're mentally ill. She's clearly mentally ill, but she said, you know, the terrible Republicans are scapegoating immigrants. Not true. And attempting to weaponize the crime of domestic violence is appearing to be a time honored tradition for Republicans. Well, that is mental. I mean, that just proves how mental she is right there. And you know, the Democrats are justifying, legitimizing, glossing over all kinds of crimes, sex crimes, domestic violence crimes, illegal entry into the country crimes. And the Democrats are always on the side of the criminals, aren't they, Marianne?
It's unbelievable. I mean, even down here in Florida, I mean, it's a place where it's okay to carry a gun. But that's a whole other issue, how they want to take away your guns and keep you from protecting yourself. And you're afraid if you do, like, speak up or defend yourself, that you'll be the one that would be arrested. That's the kind of fear they've instilled.
That's exactly right. And they back it up by trying to put the good guy in prison and make sure that the bad guy runs free.
Yeah, unfortunately. We have to keep fighting. Thank God for shows like yours and Bongino and Sean Hannity, who bring out the truth and aren't afraid to speak it. I appreciate your courage and your bravery.
Well, thank you, Marianne. I don't think it's very brave of me. I just, you know, wear body armor, drive in an armored vehicle, and carry a lot of weapons. But that's that's me, you know.
Oh, God.
Kamala.
Well, I like your sense of humor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marianne. It makes me very happy to hear that that you get a laugh every day, because what's more important than that in these maddening times? Honestly. Marianne from St. Augustine, wonderful. And it's true, there is a list of the 158 Democrats that voted in favor of illegal alien sexual assault continuing to be rampant in the United States. You know, there were family members up on Capitol Hill earlier this week, surviving family members of the victims of illegal alien crimes, murders and rapes, and the Democrats spit in your face. And these are the electeds, not just the Democrats walking down the sidewalk in Northwest Washington, D.C. It's elected Democrats on Capitol Hill in congressional hearing rooms that spit in your face. It's just extraordinary. These people, Don Beyer, the Democrat congressman from Virginia, voted in favor of sexual assault by illegal aliens. Absolutely amazing. They shouldn't be voted for ever again, and there is an election coming up. But what kind of filth would vote and then come out and spew political rhetoric? Jamal Bowman from New York, he's already lost his primary, so he's going to leave in January. But he voted in favor of sex crimes by illegal aliens. He's, you know, fire alarm Bowman, that's five alarm. Cori Bush from Missouri, another radical extremist, racist, anti-American squad member. Just amazing, these people. Andre Carson from Indiana, terrible, horrible Democrat, should be voted out of office on Election Day, no doubt about it. Joaquin Castro from Texas, he voted in favor of sex assault. James Clyburn, one of the big, big leaders of the Democrat Party, James Clyburn of South Carolina. Emmanuel Cleaver, they're racists, and they voted in favor of more sexual assault by illegal aliens in the United States of America. Aren't they amazing? And the news media just says, well, yeah, sure, of course. No, it's the Republicans. Yeah, right. Veronica Escobar out of Texas, they're not on the side of civilization. They're on the side of Hamas and Iran. Amazing stuff. Pramila Jayapal, of course. Hakeem Jeffries voted in favor of more rape. Hank Johnson. Oh, and wait, speaking of which, we have some Hank Johnson audio for you today on another topic altogether. And that's Donald Trump being a danger to democracy. How many people have to try to assassinate him before the Democrats reel in their commie, murderous, bloodthirsty rhetoric? The answer is, like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? We don't know. We are at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Eden Pure is having their famous BOGO deal on Thunderstorm air purifiers. When you buy one Thunderstorm, you get one free. No matter how many you buy, you get an equal number for free. Buy two, you get two free. Buy five, you get five free. The Thunderstorm will help completely eliminate any odor. Even the worst odors from pet cigarette smoke, urine, cooking odors. The O3 molecules seek out and destroy the odors even behind furniture. Nothing can hide from the Thunderstorm. Now is the time to order. Eden Pure's Buy One, Get One Free sale is for a limited time only, so don't wait. With thousands of five-star reviews, you know it works like a champ. People are buying several for around the house and even as gifts. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the discount code ChrisBogo. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is Chris, B-O-G-O.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. Right now, with global instability and the dollar's declining value, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Give them a call at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. Again, call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Yeah, this fake reporter, Olivia Nuzzi, who's having the non-sexual affair with RFK Jr., sure she is. Turns out she's the one that broke into Corey Lewandowski's house when he wasn't home. She's just a good journalist, you know, performing acts of journalistic gratification wherever she goes. But before we get back to her, I'm going to get to her coming up. And the elephant slaughter, I want to get to that as well. But first, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Rick calling from New York. Ricardo, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Rick. Rick in New York.
Yeah, sorry, I had you muted. Sorry. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm from the Caribbean. I'm a Caribbean American. And so I've been embroiled in this discussion regarding the cat eating story in Springfield. And I know President Trump did not mention Haitians were eating cats. He said the illegal migrants were doing so, and he didn't mention Springfield alone. He mentioned Colorado and the cities and towns across America. But I'm trying to allow this political distraction to become a political attraction. Here's how it can be done, Chris.
Okay.
In 2020, President Trump had scheduled a campaign rally for somewhere in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in 2020. And it became a great political distraction. And he spun it around to become a political attraction by saying, you know what? Vote me back in office, and I'll make Juneteenth a federal holiday. He turned a distraction into an attraction. Joe Biden finally signed it when he came in office. Mm. What I'm proposing is this. Why not turn Haiti and the rest of the Caribbean, that these have been left over from colonialism, into an economic opportunity zone? We're today taking all our factories, manufacturing, going to China, shipping them. We talk about global warming and, you know, energy efficiency. 7,000 miles shipping products to China to factory, and 7,000 miles coming back to the marketplace. Why not invest this type of economic growth in the Caribbean, right on our doorsteps? We're not coming in as terrorists and rapists and such. We're coming for economic opportunity. Why not extend that opportunity to these leftovers of colonialism and change the narrative? So Haiti, that has been so oppressed for so many years, could become an economic zone. Places like Jamaica and even Cuba in the fullness of time could be converted. And rather than making enemies on our doorstep, we make friends. And so America's boundary, America's buffer zone of protection, is easily extended across all these territories.
Well, very interesting proposal, Rick, I've got to say. You know, Kamala wants to make an opportunity.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.